campaign Mukfam Kombat and most gifted have been known a lot. Toru Hatamunzo, Shahokan Bhan Akar Rov Ayaros, Sheruban Enamukos Koma, Nimos Yoshua, Victorian Bhan Diadala.
Apparently, the Goyim hold it's a complete rove, like every rove. And it's Machria the Suffolk, and the Suffolk is Mukhran favor of Yadalit. So you can't be Yadalit, Mavorch can be Yadalit. I mean, that's the way it would seem. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so what is he saying? Now it seems to retract that it's not really a rov. That's a suffolk ashakul. Why is it a suffolk ashakul? Because there's no parishman a rov. There's nothing as parishman a rov. It's kavua. Kavua is a suffolk ashakul. All right, so what does he suggest? So apparently he's mesupik whether there is a rove, whether there is no rove. But he says if there is no rove, so then what happens? So it's a suffix shel devram. So each day is a suffix shel devram. Ulakula. So each day I'll say yapater, because it's a suffix. Nimtza paturos bishneim. So the yom as a suffix, if I'm going to say it's suffix drabon lekula, will come out that I'll say suffix drabon lekula on both of them. Mevavl mimena bevadai mikra megillah. So therefore, so what do I care? So okay, so suffix drabon. So why can't I say Sefer Rabban Lakula? Each day, Sefer Lakula, so I'll be part of Mishnayim. Yeah, okay. Because the chiyuv is vaday. So suffik daban lekula, I say, if it's a suffik chiyuv. But so I say suffik daban lekula. But with the chiyuv is vaday, so I'll be oker a vaday drabanan. It will come out that if I'm machria based on the yomim, so I'll be oker a vaday midrabanan. And that I can't do. And that I can't do. In other words, Safda Ban Lakula is either Suffolk Issu, let's say, or Suffolk Chiyuv. But a Vaday Chiyuv, I could never fail to be Mekayim. Because that's Alpiyah Torah Sheyerucha. So I'll be over Alpiyah Torah Sheyerucha because I have a Vaday Chiyuv. Suffolk Chiyuv, I'm not over, because that's the way, whatever you want to answer, because that's the way the Chacham set it up, or whatever. But Suffolk Chiyuv, I'm not over, Al Pi HaTorah, Asher Yerucha. But over here, since it's a Vaday Chiyuv, so it'll come out, I have a Vaday Chiyuv that I wasn't Mekayim. So I'm definitely over. So each Yom comes along, and it says Suffolk Darban Lekula. But that resolution results in being over Vaday Chiyuv Midrabanan. Okay, so what do I do? Lefichach Korei Barishon Pata
B'Sheni. Rabbi, on that little gimel, the old gimel, he says, V'en Tzav Kmos Midrabanan.
is Ein Safek.
That's what you're saying. In other words, this type of suffix is not going to be mostly the Bali Chiyav.
Okay. What's it
have? He's going on before. Ain't suffix much nevare. Ain't suffix much nevare. Yeah, I know, but it's. I don't know what he's hitting by that. I mean, the basic idea is that a chiyuv drabbanon, you have to be mekayim, because alpiyat Torah sheirucha. So you must be mekayim the mitzvah drabbanon. So the resolution of each yom being a suffix, and suffix each yom lekula, does not result in suffix chiyuv. So what is the solution? Sichach kare barishon. Pater b'sheni. Why? Because sheni will be the first. Kar b'risha means when the first day comes along, so you'll say sofer daban l'kula. You'll apply the rule of sofer daban l'kula. But if you apply that rule, so then you'll be left with a vada chiyuv. So you can't apply that rule.
So you must engage in it.
So therefore, it must be kar b'risha. Because the resolution of suffik of the suffik drabon lekula based on the chovat hayom is not legitimate. So therefore, it must be kari barishon. He's vadei chayav barishon, because he can't implement the solution of suffik drabon lekula. But he must be kari barishon. Now, once he's kari barishon. Once he's kar barishon, now what do I say?
You can employ the suffix rabbanon because it's not going to eventuate in him not being doing the
mitzvah. So now I say that what?
Was he yotzei or was he not yotzei?
So now the second day, was he yotzei or was he not yotzei? On the second day, it's a suffix chiyuv rabbanon. On the second day, it's a suffix chiyuv drabanan. And suffix chiyuv drabanan is lekula. That is formulation? Okay, does it make sense?
Yeah.
In other words, he encounters the first day. When he encounters the first day, he can implement suffix drabanan lekula, because machmas chova sayom. But if you implement that method, so then it'll be mevat levad echiyot, and then it'll be avat piyotar shirucha. So that method is illegitimate. So therefore, he can't say suffik darban lakul. So he has to, in the kayam is chovas kriya, and lain barishon. Now the moment he lains barishon, now on the second day, it's a suffik chiyot. Suffik chiyot is lakula. So in terms of the chovas hayomim, you could never say sofer daban lekula. But in terms of the, because then the chovas gavra will be not mekuyim. So therefore, you can't implement that method. But so therefore, it's chayev biyom rishon. Now, once he's chayev biyom rishon, now that creates a suffix in the chovas agavra. So a suffix in the chovas agavra is. Just give me a second. Thank you.
which one is needed.
Oh, which one do you mean?
In other words, his method of executing the suffix, he can't execute the bimachriya, the suffix, based on the chovas hayon. He has to abandon that method. So, therefore, he's chayev in kriya in terms of the yom. But what happens is that in the process of following the tzuras ha'achra, what occurs is a suffix in the chovas agavra. And once there's a suffix, once it comes to a suffix in the chovas agavra, so then he's pata.
Well, you say me'ikar din, he so to speak, sets out to do both?
What's that?
He's saying like me'ikar din, he like, so to speak, sets out to do both initially, but then once he
does that's not what he's saying. He doesn't seem to be saying that. That's what I'm trying to clarify here. I'd like to get a clear idea of what we're talking about. Just to be dragged along, you know what I mean, is not really learning. So the thing is like this. Now, what he's saying is, each yom is a chov, yudalit and tesvav. So you can't say, in terms of the chovas hayomim, that when yudalit comes along, it's a suffik drabban. Because if you follow that method, then tesvav will also be a suffik yom, and it'll come out that you'll be mevatl a chova vaday mit rabban. So you can't. So the whole principle of Safak Darban Lakula doesn't apply over here. Simply doesn't apply. So therefore, on the first day, you can't say Safak Darban Lakula, because you chayev Vadaim et Rabbanan. If you don't say Safak Darban Lakula, so you're saying, so it's L'chumra. So you chayev. Okay? So you chayev. So that's the halacha. So you chayev, so you're going to be chayev on your dalet. But the moment that you fulfill the chiyuv on your dalad, now you're thrown into a suffik. Now your chiyuv drabanan becomes a chiyuv suffik. Because factually, maybe you yotze. So once your chiyuv drabanan has been reduced to a suffik chiyuv, now you're putter. Because the gavra, all the gavra has on him is a suffik chiyuv. So in following the principles of resolution, he reaches a point where it's a suffik chiyuv. Suffik chiyuv, he's pater. That's what he seems to be saying, yes?
It's interesting that you don't say that when the first suffik comes on him, it resolves it l'chumra on both days. Like, it doesn't become fixed at the first resolution that he has to do both. It's like you could reapply the principle.
First resolution,
this is rejection. There is no resolution.
There is no resolution. You can try it first
way. Say it again.
So it's interesting that you don't say, it's like the first day he comes and he has a suffix of the yamin. So suffix darbanan can't apply. So therefore, he's chayev. Like, he's chayev on both. I notice he has no p'tor. Again, you don't say that fixes a chiyuv on both days.
No, you can't say that because then you're going to say a suffik chiyuv is chayev. Because in fact, by being kohen in the Yom Rishon, his chiyuv darbanan results in a suffik. How could you be mechayev him once it's a suffik?
Right.
So you have to theoretically theoretically remove the resolution of suffix yamim. You have to theoretically say you can't say suffix yom rishon is lakula and suffix yom shen lakula, so you can say on neither of them can you say lakula. So in the framework of yamim, there's no lakula. But in the process, it's a strange, a very strange phenomenon, but in the process of following the fact that it's not lakula, his chova becomes a chova suffix. And then he's putter.
Ready?
Like a matter of fact, that intervenes. The resolution is, like you're saying, that you can't say on either day, suffix gabon lakul. So on that basis, I should say, chova. That you should lean on both days. But that's an impossibility, because once he leans on one day, now the chova becomes a suffix. So in acting out the, in acting through the psak, I mean, he's bolei de chova suffix. And once he has chov esofik, he's potter. Strange phenomenon, but that's the way it is. In other words, the method of resolution in abstract, yom yudale lakula and yom tesvav lakula, you can't say on the yom lakula. So you can't say yom tesvav lakula either. But the only thing is, by the time he gets the yom tesvav, the chova becomes esofik. So when he's faced with the chov esvadai, so it comes out. At the time he's faced with the Chovas Vadai, so the resolution of Suffolk, of each day being Suffolk Lakula, is not possible. So it's not a resolution. Therefore, he's chayef to be Kari on Yudalid. But once he's a Kari on Yudalid, now his Chova becomes a Chova Suffolk. A Chova Suffolk is Lakula. Yes.
If he would say that he wants to be Kovei himself to read on Tesvav, but he's taking on his responsibility of fiat to read on Tesvav.
Can't do that. Because he's chayev on Yudalit.
But isn't he just chayev to read on one of them?
No. The moment Yudalit comes, the yom is machayev. And you can't say that suffered Darbon Lakula. So it's going to be chayev vada on yom yudalit.
Without a resolution lakula, you just have to do it because maybe you're chayev.
Say it again.
Without a resolution lakula, you're going to have to lay the megillah.
That's right.
Because maybe you're chayev.
That's right.
Well, it's maybe. It's only maybe, but you have to act on the so you can play it safe on the side of reading. No?
What's that?
No, wouldn't that be chumra?
It's not like your vaday chayev on the first day, but given that you don't have a resolution lakula, you have to play it safe and act as if you're chayev.
No, you are chayev. Chayev in kriya.
Well, it's a suffix.
Not necessarily.
Chayev. No, because the cheft of yom is a shel suffix, but you're chayev in that kriya.
Not if you're.
Tell me your
phone's going out. Rabbi, you're fading out.
What?
Your phone was fading.
Fading?
Yeah.
How's it now?
Now it's good.
Okay.
Can you repeat what you just said?
In other words, like this, the chesed shel kriya is a kriya suffix. But you're chayiv in that kriya suffix. You're vaday chayiv in that kriya suffix. Because you can't say kriya suffix is lakula. Suffix abon lakula.
So why do you automatically say l'chumra? Like, why isn't it just reset?
Well, if it's not lakula, so then it's lachumra. I mean, it can't be known between a lakula and lachumra. No means between kula and lachumra. To can't say seven upon lakula, so then it's lachumra. If are they chayef. Chovas on mitzvah is machayef. You have a chovas on mitzvah, and the yom is machayev yom esafek, and you can't say on that suffix suffix abon lakula, so it's lachumra. So you see vada chayev. Strange phenomenon, but the logic seems to be correct. You can't resolve it by saying the suffix chovas ayom lula, and you'll remain vada chayev midrabanan that you're not machayev, which is impossible. So therefore, in this case, you can't say suffik bon lakula. So suffik yom is going to be lachumra. So you have to read in the yom yudalid. Once you're a kore be yom yudalid, now your problem's resolved. because now you next now you have a chova suffix. By the resolution or by following the halachic chiyuvim, by enacting the halachic chiyuvim, you're boldly de chova suffix. And once you're boldly de chova suffix, then it's lakula, because then it's the chova suffix is lakula. So suffix yom lakula you can't say, but suffix chovas gavra lakula you can say. Do say.
Rabbi?
Yes.
What if a person in the city would have forgotten to read on Yadalin? So would he be chayav to read on Tesvav?
Yes.
Why? Why wouldn't you say that he's now with suffix whether he's chayav? Because if he was chayav yesterday, so now he's honest. That's it, he can't do it anymore. Ben, can't read on Tesvav.
Because if you're going to say suffix or Aban Lakula on the second day, then he's definitely not going to be yotzei his chiyuv.
Wait, but now it's only a suffix of whether he's chayav or not. Suffix chiyuv. Because if he's a ben yudalit, so he just was a posheya. That's it. He has no chiyuv anymore.
No, but that's not what he's saying.
Is it about that he has mikra megillah? Is that the whole point?
But now he's a
poshe in that. What he's saying is you could never say suffek lakula. The result is that it will badai not be yotzei there.
But even though, let's say, meaning you would say if he's a ben iyo, not that he's not being yotzei, he was a poshe, so he had a chiyuv.
Now you're making him that he's badai not yotzei. Hold on a second, I gotta take this number. Because what he's saying is, wherever suffered the bon lakula will make him vaday not be yotzei de chavasa, he can't implement it.
But in terms of the gavra, you wouldn't.
I understand what he's saying, but I'm just saying the result is that he had a vaday chiyuv, and you're saying suffered the cause and not the time is vaday chiyuv. You can't do that. You can't say suffered the bon lakula where it's oka the chiyuv.
So you're saying when the second day comes along, since he wasn't motzi yet from the first day, it would have to still come back because it couldn't be lakula if it would end up uprooting the whole thing.
That's correct.
Okay.
Besides which, you can't.
Why don't we find the logic from that meat case? You know, you got the tray from extended with the kosher. How? That's right.
What's the logic from the meat case?
Don't do it on the first day because you're probably chayav the next day. Don't do it on the next day because you're probably chayav yesterday. Like pretty much Yaakov did. Why? No, you don't even have. What if you're? Yeah, so maybe you're about chayav tomorrow.
Well, the thing is, you can't implement that method. The method of saying suffik yom lakula, you can't implement. Because if you do, then you'll be okay the halacha. So it doesn't matter whether you can't implement it on the first day, you can't implement it on the second day.
My question is, on the second day, where is the varai chiyuv?
What's that?
Will you have a varai chiyuv on the second day? You said you can't implement because there's a varai chiyuv. But on the second day, it would seem there's no varai chiyuv. Because if he would have, even if we knew he was a Ben Iyo, we'd say he's a Moshe, and now he's Bitl Asay, it's over, there's no Mechir.
Is there a Ramadan on the first day?
Yeah. So on the first day, you might have Shaki's Chai, you'd
tomorrow.
Yeah, but Adam Gavlis is this Pilgrim Chai. Two-day entry, so he's Chai in Pilgrim.
The second day also he's Chai either yesterday or today. And you can't be Lakula, because then that would erase the thing. Rebbe? If your thing is that the Derabanan can't be Lakula in order to uproot the Chiyuv, then how is it that in the case where you mix up like treif meat with kosher meat, then you can have the entire Isser Daraisa uprooted by just and end up eating treif meat?
No, because it's bottled. It's not treif meat.
Are you saying that's halacha of Bethel, not halacha of...
Halacha of Bethel.
Oh, okay.
Hey, can you answer Yaakov's question
like a lambdin?
Because we're not saying that there's like a there's a chiyuv kriya yadal and a chiyuv kriya tesvah, the two separate chiyuvim. Because then, even in the Ron's case, it would be each one is a sub. Does he have a chiyuv kriya yadal or not? And you wouldn't say that because, but rather we're saying that there's a chumas agav of kriyas megillah, and there's a sub. And we don't know when he's zman kiyum is. Is he the yadal or tesvah? But there's just one generic chiyuv gavra of kriyas megillah.
That's correct.
So basically, if you had a varai benia on yom tesvah, just he's an onus. He's chayiv, he's honest.
So now he's chayiv, he's honest.
Yaakov, why don't you just apply the very principle that you just applied? He's saying that the whole thing is that you can't have a run on the kula in order to remove a chiyuv. So why doesn't that show up again once you have a minyotze? You wouldn't say that it's a chiyuv that has just been unable to realize?
Once it can be realized, you say the chiyuv's gone, would the chiyuv still be honest?
Say that.
That's a question.
So the chiyuv is there.
So we just hold on to us.
Yeah.
If you say that,
I don't think that's such a question. That doesn't seem like such a chiddush to me. It seems like more of a chiddush to me that chumash is like a way of fulfilling your chiyuv.
Stop it.
You're supposed to be on 14.
Yeah.
He's really high.
Yeah, you have an infinitive chiyuv, it's just you lost your way to fulfill it. No, there's still technically the
chiyuv.
Well, not a chiyuv on that day. So too on the 15th, because the 15th doesn't exist to him. It so happens that it exists for this guy. It does, there's a jirva, there is...
I think there's a differentiation between the when we answer these questions and Yaakov's questions, there's a differentiation between the structure of the mitzvah and the gavra's performance of it. Because it vis-a-vis the structure, fine, it's a suffix, no problem, right? But the gavra's performance, the way you look at it is that the halacha resides, the chiyuv resides on the gavra, right? And now the question is which day do you express it on? So now, since both days are equally good to express it on, so therefore either day he can do. Because he has to, when he's performing the mitzvah, so now he is confronted with this structure of the mitzvah. So what is the suffix? Since it's a suffix, in terms of his performance, but he knows that he definitely has to perform it on one day, so the only logical thing is that each day is equally good. I mean, if, you know, obviously you should do the first day first, but if you don't do the first day, the second day is just the same as in terms of chiyuv. On this gabar, it's a suffix chiyuv.
But on the second day, that's my question. On the second day,
he's
a varei chiyuv.
No, the reason he's a varei chiyuv is because he's a varei chiyuv in Megillah in general.
Let's say Ansha Zion.
No, he's a varei
chiyuv.
Where does he express it?
See, let's say the 16th. So are you a varei chiyuv in Megillah?
No.
It's over.
It's over.
Like, so, well, I don't understand the 15th, the 14th is over, so if you're a Ben
Yair,
So what's his suffix?
Right,
his suffix is am I Ben Yudale? Am I Ben Tesvav? If I'm a Ben Yudale, so I'm not Chayiv. If I'm a Ben Tesvav, I am Chayiv.
No, his suffix
is suffix you.
No, that's no. His suffix is.
Why wouldn't you say that?
Because he knows he's a Ben Tesvav.
Where?
He's sure he has a Chayiv.
Why is he any different than a Vare Ben Yudale on that side of the suffix? If you say the Ben Yudale, it should be just like a Vare Ben Yudale. If it's a Ben Tesvav, it's a Vare Ben Tesvav. So it should be a suffix of if it's like a Yudale or a Tesvav.
Right,
but always is on Yudale, he's a Vare Ben Chiyuva. Because if he's Yudale today, if he's a Ben Krav, it's a Vare. But when it's on Tesvav, you say it's a suffix. Is he a Ben Chiyuva or is he a Poshea?
Right, I'm saying that you're saying the thieves on the day.
No.
You're saying the chiyuv is this guy is chayiv on each individual day.
I'm saying this guy
is chayiv.
That's
not
right, man.
And that's what you're saying.
No.
Then you have a good position.
No, I'm not saying that because then you don't have the. Then you can't put the lot. I'm not saying that. Because then you should be able to run it out.
But let's say you say according to me, that you have a chiyuv on the gabra, and then it's a question of where the gabra expresses it, so then it makes sense.
Here we go.
You have a question. If you say that it's a question on the gabra, right? No, the chiyuv's on the gabra.
You have the same thing on the first day, because the first day you'll say, maybe I'm a Ben Krach, so I'm Putter. That's a chiyuv. So the answer is you can't say Suffolk Chiyuv over here. We're not saying Suffolk Chiyuv. You can't say Suffolk Chiyuv. But if you're going to say Suffolk Chiyuv, then you're going to say the first day I'm Putter. Because maybe I'm a Ben Krach, so I'm completely Putter. So it's a Suffolk whether I'm Chayiv. So that method of Suffolk Chiyuv, Suffolk Ben Krach, Suffolk Ben Ir, you can't implement over here. So that's why if he misses the first day, you can't say, well, maybe it was a Ben Ir. That's exactly the Suffolk you can't implement. Because if you use that suffix and say Lakula, so you can be Putter on both. So that's impossible. But the only thing you can say is that suffix, maybe you were Yotze. Kiyam Mitzvasa. That's the only suffix you can say. So if he's Kareb Yom Rishon, So now we say maybe there was a Kiyum Mitzvasa. So if there's a Kiyum Mitzvasa, so he's Pater on Yom Sheni because there was a Kiyum Mitzvasa. That's what the Rambam is saying.
Right?
Yeah.
What I'm asking is a different point, though. Meaning, let's say you had a Vadei Ben Yadala. Vadei Ben Yadala.
But we don't have a Vadei Ben Yadala.
Okay, fine. I'll put the question differently. It's not the way you phrase it. It's not important. On Yadala, right, so we say you Vadei have a Chiyuv. Why? Because if you're Ben Yadala, you're Chayv to eat today. If you're Ben Chach, you're Chayv to eat tomorrow. So this Purim is Mechayv your Mikra Mirah.
Again?
Like, why do we say that there's Vadei Bar Chiyuva? Because if you're Ben Eo, so there's a Chiyuv, if you're Ben Krach, there's a Chiyuv. And the only question is how do you implement the Chiyuv?
That's correct.
Right. But I'm asking, on Tezvav, would you say that it's no longer a Vadei Bar Chiyuva?
Yeah, but what does it result in? But what does that result in? Why don't I say on the first day that maybe I'm a Ben Krach? And I'm completely potter.
Because that's only in terms of how do you fulfill the chiyuv. And that we can't apply because that's not, is there a chiyuv, is there not a chiyuv? It's a suffix in implementation.
But it means the suffix ben krach, suffix ben ear, you can't implement. Because if you implement that suffix, you're going to be patar and shneyam. So you can't say that maybe I'm a ben krach and maybe I'm a ben ear. Because if you're going to say that, you're going to be patar and shneyam. So that suffix lakula is illegitimate.
Right, but now I'm saying on the second day, you're not saying maybe Ben Krach, maybe Ben Eo, so I'm Pater on both of them.
Right, no, the second day, you're saying maybe he was a Ben Eo, and that's why he's Pater.
I'm saying maybe he was a Ben Eo, and so he's a Poshea. So it's not that I'm Pater on you, Dal. You're saying, no, maybe I was...
Poshea. Forget Poshea. It has nothing to do with Poshea. That suffix itself is illegitimate. Because if you're going to implement that suffix, it's suffix Ben Krach, suffix Ben Eo, he's going to be Pater Shneam. So you can't do that. That's exactly the suffix lakula you cannot use. Because that will result in being patam shnam. But suffix kiyam mitzvasa you could use. Suffix kiyam mitzvasa you could use. But once he's kari baricho, now there's a suffix, was there a kiyam mitzvasa? So if there's a suffix in the kiyam mitzvasa, so that is a different kind of a suffix. So then I say, and so now I say, he's chova the next day. From here on in, is a chova suffix. That's what the Ron's saying. Yes.
Isn't the suffix whether it's a key mitzvah, this exact same suffix, whether it's a Ben Krach or Ben Ear?
Not the same suffix. It's not the same suffix. Halachically, it's not the same. In other words, you can't say suffix ben krach, suffix ben yir, and therefore do I have a chovas on mitzvah. But in terms of whether there was a kiyum mitzvah, so of course it's totally in krach and yir, but it's a different suffix. Question is, was it a siya, a kiyum mitzvah? So? That's exactly the difference. In other words, suffix ben krach, suffix ben yir means suffix am I chayef today, suffix am I chayef tomorrow. That's suffix chiyuv. That you can't do, because then you'll be okay the whole din. But was there a kiyum mitzvasa that you can do? Was the kriya kiyum mitzvasa? That's a different suffix. Situation where the suffix lakula can be ochre, shneyam. But you can't use half of it. I mean,
now we have a suffix.
That's correct. That's the difference. Suffix chiyuv, because whether it's ben krach or ben ir, will result in them being part of Mishnah. But suffix chiyuv mitzvasa won't. In other words, a suffix, if I'm chayev because I'm a ben krach, if I'm chayev because I'm a ben ir, will result in being oker shnei. Because the first day you'll say, maybe I'm a ben krach, and I'm pata. Second, so I have no chiyuv, so I only have a suffix chiyuv. Second day, you'll say, maybe I'm a ben ir, and I'm pata, so I only have a suffix chiyuv. So then it'll come out, if you implement those two sfeikas mitarabanan, and there's no reason why one is more logical than the other, so that method is going to result in definitely enough of the chiyuv. But if you say the suffix is whether it's chiyuv or not, that suffix will not result in being okay the halacha, the chiyuv. So where there's a kiyum mitzvah and the suffix is was there a kriya shel kiyum, that suffix will not result in being ochre the chiyuv mitrabanan.
On the contrary, it's saying that
you're yotze. You're yotze. That's correct. That's the difference. That's it. That's what the Ron says. So it actually really throws the Ron into a more definitive position. We can see it a little chopper. In other words, suffix chiyuv kriyasa you can't say. Because suffix chiyuv kriyasa will come out. Soon you're going to say, maybe I'm a ben krach and I'm pater. And the same suffix you'll have in Yom Sheni, you'll say, maybe I'm a ben ir and I'm pater. So suffix chavis kriyasa will result in bitul ha mitzvah mitarabanan, which you can't do. But suffix kiyum mitzvasa, that is a legitimate suffix. Then the suffix kiyum mitzvasa will not result in being not fulfilling the chiyuv. Yeah, you definitely fulfilled, you definitely...
Your body.
Right, correct. Yeah, then we go lakula. Suffix kiyum mitzvasa, we go lakula. That's what the Ron is saying.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to take this up now, but the Ron and...
It comes out better. It comes out better. I was looking for something like this. Because the whole method was cumbersome before, you know what I mean? That on the second day, it becomes... It was wrong. That was when I think it over. That's why I kept on going over it. I didn't like it. Because it's like you're not resolving it halachically. You're resolving it by happenstance. Saying this, you can't do this. Now you have to do this. Once you do this, the answer is like we're saying now. The answer is that suffix chiyuv mitzvah, so you can't say, because that's going to result in bitul mitzvah. Suffix kiyum mitzvah, so you can't say, because that suffix kiyum mitzvah is not going to result in bitul mitzvah, bavadai. So there I say, so the bon lakula. So I have to be kari b'rishon, because then it becomes a suffix kiyum mitzvasa. Suffix kiyum mitzvasa, that's fine. Suffix d'bon l'kula. So you have to throw it into the framework of suffix kiyum mitzvasa, out of the framework of suffix chiyuv mitzvasa. That's what you have to do. That's what the Ron is saying. Okay, it comes out very clear.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to take this up now, but the Ron in Arve Psachim by Dalet Kosos seems...
I know, the Sphira. Yeah,
you're right.
And okay, we'll take it up. But.
Okay.
What was the... Are you wanting to do it now?
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, can we do it?
Arve, you want to do the Ron? You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, because now he's going off into the area of this is a different area. I just want to stick with this. Okay, go ahead. All right, take the run.
Bahashta de'itmarhachi de'itmarhachi kuhu bo heseba. I'm a chav gimel amid aleph in the dapir rishon sachem. The apagaf de ba'alma, kaimalan ipcha, the kol sveka de rabbanan lakula, hacha, kibin de lav milsa de tirchahi, avdinan de rabka de milsa. Kach pershu zal.
There's not a tircha.
Right, that's the first.
That's his first
answer.
The al korchach by lemevad haseba bekulu. The inezel lakula, amay nekil bahani tpe mehani. Dinakil Bitravahu, Pame Miyakara Mitzvah Saseva Lagam.
So why don't I say over there, once you did the first two,
Safekim
Mitzvah. Okay, Rabbi Wolf has the answer.
I'm not used to this giving shit on the phone. Hello?
Hi. The voice sounds familiar.
What do you want to know? it would seem that the question is by Haseba. The question is over there is which. It's not a question of is the guy chayav or not, but it's the question is which kosos are ta'un Haseba. So if that's the case, so now you're talking about this side. Oh, can you hear me now?
We heard you before.
Yeah.
So the question is, it's two different questions. The question is this Tone of Seba, and is the other one Tone of Seba? So you can't. So if you're gonna say that's a suffix to a bun on this one, on the first kosos, it's a suffix to a bun on the second kosos. But by Purim. The question is, Chovas Gavra, and the question is, when is the Gavra Chayev to do it? When is the Gavra going to execute his Chiyev? So there you can say, once he does one, now it's a Safek Durban, that he's a Safek Yotze. But you can't say that by the Seba, because each one is a Safek of its Tone or Seba. No, it's in the cheft, and it's in the which kosos are Tone Haseba.
It's in the Maisa.
You can't say I'm Pata from the one of them, because you're not going to be because there's nothing. It's a separate phenomenon from the second. The question is, it's two different questions. One guy says, yeah, it's chayiv and haseiv in the first kosos, but it's not one, it's a different chayiv then. It's a different phenomenon of haseiv. So you're going to knock out this one, you're going to knock out the first one, so why should you knock out the second one? Because it's a question of, are these kosos chayiv and haseiv?
Why can you knock out that?
Oh, then you're violating the rule. That's the rule. You can't ask that question. You can ask.
But now you're saying it's not one institution. Are you saying the two separate institutions?
There's two separate. Each one is possibly Chayiv and Haseba. Right?
Independently.
Well, yeah, the two different kosos, but each one is a. It's not a question of where the gav is going to execute his kiyum haseba. The question is which one is mechayiv yom haseba. So how can you say? So now you're going to say that there's no chiyum haseba because it's because each one is a suffix.
Aren't there two
separate questions? Like, is the first one Mechayev you and a Seba?
And this is Machlokes. So you Chayev Meseba in the first, you Chayev Meseba in the second ones. Right? So you didn't have a pask in it, so you have to do both. Why don't you say Safek on each one? Because then. Right, no, it's, the Kosos are Tol and Hasek.
That's right.
I hear some murmurings. I'm not like the Rosh Hashiva. I don't tolerate that. you don't mumble.
You
don't have a chiyuv personally to be do the laseba. Yeah, right. The dollar kosos, yeah, you chayiv in dollar kosos, and two of the dollar kosos, I'm a chayiv you in laseba. It's not complete. You don't have you didn't do your dollar kosos if you didn't do laseba.
There's no
chomus
gavra laseba.
Right.
Once I drink the first two kosos with a seva.
Yes.
Okay, now if I drink the next two without a seva, I'll have a
suffix kiyam. No, that's if you have a personal chiyuv to do a seva. And that's like in Purim, like a Yom Megillah. Right? You have a personal chiyuv. Now, when do you do it? But it's not when do you do your seva. It's which phenomenon of kosos is mechayiv you in a seva.
Right, I mean, since there's no
kiyum,
well, you can't have a
suffix
in the
kiyum. So right, you can't have it. There's nothing that's mitzvahs itself. It's the gavra. Before, it's the gavra. Ultimately, you worry about the gavra's kiyum. So if you have a suffix, it's okay. But you're not worried about the gavra's kiyum. He may have not been chayiv at all at the first. The main number that wasn't hasevin the first time. It's not the gav. It's the now you have a second phenomenon of kosos that may be a mechayev.
Right. I mean, since by Megillah we escape from the problem by throwing in the suffix into the kiyum, and therefore is a different suffix we could apply suffix of on the kula to.
Right.
But over here you can't do that. So it's the exact same suffix that you tried to apply the first time, which you couldn't do. Even after you drink the first two cups, it's the same suffix when you get to the next two.
There you go.
So it'd be like the case where the guy didn't read Megillah and Yadalah, and now it comes to Tezbo. It's the same suffix they started off with. And you can't apply suffix of onto Lakula in that case.
Okay. It's getting complicated already. The question is, did this reach a threshold of complication? Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding about that also. This is fun. I'm gonna give a shit once in a while. There you go. I'll switch back to Rosh Hashiva.
Okay. Where are we at here? So that's where we are. It comes out the definition comes out much better now, right? That's a key mitzvah, so a different stuff. Over mitzvah, so it's no. You can't be poshate that by saying that you're pater and bar.
Right.
You can't say suffix kovas mitzvah is going to be lakul. But you have to do that both times. Both times, it's not a method. Right, but suffix kiyum mitzvah, so that's a different suffix. That's right. Sure. Not alone, isn't it? We got it better, though. We got it better. I didn't like the whole travelogue, you know. Okay. Yichach kara b'rishon or pata b'sheni. That's what he means. So once it's kara b'rishon, now it's a suffik kiyum mitzvasa. Suffik kiyum mitzvasa is not a tar to the sasri. Okay. All right. Yes.
Should I continue?
All right. So far in the run, that part we got. Mm-hmm. Let's go a little further.
Udamrinan the Gemara at Veria Vehutzal. Shayu Korn Behan Varba Asar Uvachamisha Asar. The Midas Hasidus Hayunagim Kane.
Okay, so if that's the case, so why does the Gemara do it that way? Why weren't they just carry by a bus?
Right.
In Tveria and Hutzal, what did they do? They were carry by Shneim. So apparently we don't say Suffolk Kiyum Mitzvasa. He's a Suffolk Drabonon Lakula. Okay? So he says, no, they did it because of Midas Chasidus, so you know it came. He should have stopped there. Midas Chasidus. Right?
What kind of Midas Chasidus is that?
All right, hold on. Sir. Okay, so they should have stopped there. He should have said, Midas Chasidus, that's it. But he wasn't happy with that. He says, why? Mishum Sveka de Tveria de Talia de Meganya o Machzia. So it means the question is, what is Mukov? Mukov protected? Or Mukov is, Mukov means that it's open, you can see it. If you say Mukov is protected, so then Tveria, which has one side, has the Yam, so it's protected. But if you say that it's not the Goloi, it has to be Machzi, it has to be Machusa, so then it's not Machusa. So that's the suffix by Tveria. Ubahuto mitnei shayu nechlokin bo bekabalosa. Ze omer mukefes, ze omer einu mukefes. Okay? So what is he saying? Why does he have to go into what the sfeikas are? Why does he just say it's a suffix? And we know it's a suffix. And what do you call it? And that's why it was in the Dirgos Midas Chasidus.
What's the Midas Chasidus, Rabbi?
Well, I mean, asking a question like that is almost like asking what's the answer.
Okay.
You can't try to elicit answers here.
I just
have to implement certain rules. You can't ask these questions that are going to result in the answers. Okay, since Rabbi Wolf started the principle of implementing rules. Okay, so why did he go further? So apparently held, if it was just a suffix, I just don't know, then it wouldn't be a Midas Chasidus. But the only time it's Midas Chasidus is if you have two tzedakim. Legitimate tzedakim.
It's like the suffix of, it's like because you want to retain both theories in the
what?
Practice. It's like we said before, you want to retain both theories in practice.
Right.
It came in the Tzatzman, you know?
Right. In other words, if there's two Kabbalahs. So it's true you could say suffix Drabban Lakula. But since there were two Kabbalahs, and according to one Kabbalah, you're not Yotze, So it's midas chasidus to be yotze that side. In other words, you can have two types of sfeikis. You can have a suffix where I simply don't know, or you can have a suffix where there's two svaras, two halachic positions, and either because you have two svaras, what is it? Is it meganya, is it machzia, or is it because this kabbalah or that kabbalah? So if that's the suffix, has two legitimate halachic positions, so then it's a midas chasidus to be yotzei shneim. That's what he's saying. Otherwise, it's not midas chasidus. Okay. So that answers the question, what is the midas chasidus? Kayim betzad. Or if it's a legitimate chakira in halacha. You mekayim that side of the chakira.
Right, it's not just that you have like some kind of suffix.
Not just a suffix.
It has to be a halacha has to recognize the two sides.
Yeah, el vel del kim chayim. Different positions that are halacha. So then it's a midas chasidus to satisfy the position, the halachic position that's right.
To do
both right. It's not to be yotzei. To be yotzei, you could say that you're potter. But since you're satisfying a legitimate halachic position, midas chasidus. Very nice. It explains what midas chasidus is. Not just a firm thing. It's satisfying. Right. Satisfying, not just to make sure you don't say, it's satisfying a legitimate halachic position. Right, that's right. It's not a neurosis that maybe you want to say. Of course, there's a legitimate halachic position which will not be satisfied. This chasidus is not to leave it like that. That's the meat of chasidus. It's very nice. Okay. Yes.
Is it that the Mias Hasidus is not relying on Safik Yerbon Nikula, his Pater, and just not relying on that principle and reading the Megillah? Or is it saying, no, Safik Yerbon really is Pater, and there's definitely no Chiyav Yerbon in here? But I'm going to read the Megillah anyway, because there's an idea, according to one side, there was an idea of reading the Megillah mistake. But there's no, you're not trying to fulfill Chiyav Yerbon, if you relied on Pater, it's just you're doing it anyway as some sort of Chiyav.
I don't understand what you're saying. I thought we made it clear that it's not in order to make sure you were yotzei, because you're afraid you weren't yotzei. It's because there is a legitimate position that's going to remain unsatisfied. But the midas chasidus is that there shouldn't be a legitimate halachic position that remains unsatisfied. That's why he has to clarify and say either it's a legitimate halachic position because it's halachic to be found with elav el divul kim chayim. That is it Meganya or is it Machzia, or else there's two Kabbalahs. So it means that that you're not going to satisfy a certain reality of halacha. So the Midas Chasidus is to satisfy the halachic reality. Okay? Not the Midas Chasidus is to make sure you're Yotze. So Alpidin Yepater, because Sarah the Bamakula. It's not Yechiyev. But if you do it, it's a Kiyum. Because you're satisfying a legitimate halachic position that would remain unsatisfied if you didn't do it. That's the midas chasidus.
But is it a problem to support two different, opposing halachic realities?
What? I don't understand.
What? Like you have two positions that are opposing.
Okay, is it clear?
He saw the question about why the Gemara didn't resolve it this way.
Why the Gemara what?
Didn't resolve this way. Wasn't that a question also?
Why the Gemara didn't resolve it this way?
Yeah.
Which Gemara?
Not the Gemara, I'm sorry, before. But they said they read on Yudalit.
No, the Gemara didn't say that.
That was the
Ran said that.
Yeah.
Gainim said it. The Gainim and the Ran. Either there are two positions here, either like the Gainim, that it's resolved by Rove, which we don't understand how that works, or else the Ran's position, that it's resolved by Sufik Kiyom Mitzvasa. by suffik kiyum mitzvasa. Okay? Okay?
Okay.
All right, is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so far everything we got is clear, I think, today. All right. Let's go further. Vayukorin below bracha. Here, I don't know what he means. What does he mean, vayukorin below bracha? Of course, because it's only me the fetus. The suffix to the frame, lo boy bruchi.
Does he mean the first day?
I say he's going on the first day.
Yeah.
How does he know that he said it? How does he know they were covered without a bracha? Not clear. But.
By them, does he mean the Gaonim or the Anshei Hutzal?
If he means Anshei Hutzal, so what's the fiddish? It's not because Sefer Devarim Lo Bar Bruchi, it's because it's only me, it's Chassidus over here.
On Yidalit. I just think maybe he saw the Gaonim go, they didn't say bracha. Like he's quoting the Gaonim.
What did the Gaonim say? They didn't say bracha.
I don't know. I don't see the Gaonim. He's quoting the Gaonim, the Hagasa Gaonim.
I know, but where did he say that? Where did they say that? Unless he's just telling you factually, I mean, that's what he holds for some reason. And on the first day, they were kori without a bracha. I mean, it would seem it has to be going on the first day.
Right.
Yeah.
Ramban has the same piece, Rabbi, and he says it openly. It's on the first day.
What?
Ramban has the same piece, like almost word for word.
Say it again, the who?
Ramban. The Ramban from the Ramban.
Yeah, the Ramban. What does he say?
He says, Linyan bracha, vaday in a mavarech, lubarishan v'lubashin.
Okay, good.
Kaimlan vadivrayan by bruchi, subject of ram, love by bracha.
Okay, yeah, very good. So then we're right. So vayikarim below bracha is going on the first day. Why the suffix of the devarim lo boy bruchi? Kedisa peribam malikin. El asher roi levorech ba basar b'nei shehok tenacharov ha'olam. Now he seems to be sosa himself. Is there a rov that's machriya? There's not a rov that's machriya. If there's a rov that's machriya, so then, on the contrary, so then you should have to be mevarech barishon. Because you go bus a rov, and the rov is a machriya. So if the rov is a machriya, so then you're definitely chayef to be mevarech. If the rov is not a machriya, so then, why are you mevarech? Because of the rov. Sounds like he's going back on what he said before.
You ready?
Yeah.
I think just Ramban just makes that point clear.
Wait, what does he say?
He says, "Kan lo badevrem by bracha, suffik devrem lo by bracha." Elin k nismach al rov zeshes kiru, the nemar di dad chova the tesva minik chasidus.
Say it again.
So Elin Cain basically says the first you don't need bracha on either one because it's both suffik, right? Elin Cain nismach al rov zesh is kiru, the gacha that the Gaonim mentioned. V'nemar the yizalad chova v'tesva minik chasidus.
But that's not what he says. He's not saying that. He's saying El Asher Roi Levarech. He doesn't say the Yechayev Levarech. Neisha Ochan Acharov Olam. The Ramban is good, but the Ran is very difficult.
Really?
The Ramban is saying if you rely on the Rov, that the Rov is Machriya, then you're Mavarech, right? Is that what the Ramban is saying?
Yeah.
So that's good. But the Ran really doesn't go with that. So why is he saying Roy Levarech? Neshochan Acharov Olam. So then it means he's backtracking on his whole position with the Suffolk. Doesn't sound like he's doing that. Very difficult Ran. Stofes Achevel Mishnei Tzadim. Okay, I think we'll stop here.
Can I ask you a question on the Ran?
Yes. On what we did so far?
Yeah, what we did so far.
Yes.
The Midas Chasidus is that I'm going to read on Tetzvav.
Right.
So if I wasn't a chassid, then I would read just Yadala with a bracha.
He's not talking about bracha at that point. Yes, he says on the contrary, he says you don't really need a bracha.
I understand I don't need a bracha, but if I wasn't a chassid, why would I just make a read of Yadala with a bracha?
Should you read with a bracha? Suffolk Rabbanon is Lakula.
It's not Suffolk Rabbanon, it's only Midas Hasidus.
What do you mean?
Why they're reading on, they should really only read on, what's Midas Hasidus? That they read on both days?
He's not talking about bracha, he's talking about Midas Hasidus in terms of Priya.
If I wasn't a chassid, which day would I read?
I was just reading the first day, and it's suffering, and it's suffering the vrayim, and it doesn't need a bracha.
So then I should make a bracha on the first day.
No, it's a suffix.
I thought I'm reading on the second day only because it means chassidus.
Yeah, because the suffix, they the suffix kiyam mitzvah.
So on the first day I was yotze.
No, suffix, but it's a suffix kiyam mitzvah, and that's why it's suffix avon lakula. He says openly.
So, Rebbe?
Yes.
It is interesting that you don't apply that vada he's chayv in a bracha, so if you say suffik in bracha, that he won't say a bracha at all. Like his rule, you don't apply to suffik brachas. Only to suffik in a vada.
I mean, the rule has to apply to the chavos and mitzvah first. And once you know what the nature of the chavos and mitzvah is, then you'll see whether there's a bracha or not.
Right, so now, this, even though you have to do it, it still has the nature of a suffik kliya.
That's correct. You can't change that. How are you going to change that?
Right, so, and bracha will go by the particular kliya, not by the underlying chova.
Bracha will go on the nature of the kriya.
Right.
It has to be that way. All right, any other questions?
Yep.
Okay, all right, we'll stop here. We'll try to work on the Ran on what he's saying over there. But he doesn't seem to be saying the same thing as the Ramban. Roy Lavarech. Okay.
All right, take care.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
So the main idea in the Svara Saran is Suffolk Chiyuv can't say Lakula because then you'll be up for the whole but Suffolk Kiyum you can say Suffolk Lakula. So he's Kar B'Yadalad then he's Pater Kar B'Rishon and Pater B'Sheni. Okay. Then he goes on to the point of Midas Chasidus, which is an important idea, and Midas Chasidus in general. At the only time you say that, what is Midas Chasidus? Midas Chasidus is that even though Meikah din Yipat Safek is a halachic.
Rabbi, you're phasing in and out.
Okay. Yeah, that's the problem with this thing. All right, how's it now?
Much better.
Okay, I got to keep it close. All right. So in other words, so Midas Chasidus is that since there's a Svara, the Raisa, in other words, you have a Svara, that a Chefza Shel Torah, that's Machayev, so even though the Gavra is Potter, because of Suffolk, but if there's a Chefza Shel Torah that's Machayev, so the Midas Chasidus is to fulfill that Chefza Shel Torah. I would add one thing. You see what he says? Says Vayukaram b'la bracha, the suffik the divrayim lo boy bruchi, kidiisa the perik ban madlikin elasheroy levarich bar bosom neshalchan acharov olam. So that's where he got stuck because now he seems to go back to the idea of rova olam again. But when he says Vayukaram b'la bracha, it's mashma that he's talking about the cases of Tveria and Huto. So you see another thing over here, that even though you putter But the Midas Chassidus, there's a Kiyum Kriya. In Midas Chassidus, you're potter, but there's a Kiyum Kriya. Because he says, the Suffolk did a very low boy bruchi. Kedisa beperk mamadlikin. So by Midas Chassidus, there's a Kiyum, which makes sense. We didn't round it out last time. That it's not just a mice of Midas Chassidus, because there's a Chesed Torah that's unsatisfied, but whether it's a Shita, a Kabbalah, or whether it's a Svara, because it's Talia b'Meganya b'Mumachsia, okay? But it's more than that, there's a Kiyum. Since you're satisfying a Chesed Shel Torah, there's a Kiyum Kriya, okay? I just want to add that point.
Are you getting that from the fact that he has to tell you that you're not, explicitly that you're not Mubarak?
Yes, that's right. The Suffolk did the Vrayim Lo Boy Bruchi. So it's mashma that they could have been Mubarak. That's the funny thing. It's mashma that let's just go by what the Mashmoya says. Mashmoya says that they could have been Mubarak because there's a Kiyum Kriya. But it's Lo Boy Bruchi. See, he doesn't say Ain Lavarech. He says, Lo Boy Bruchi. So it's mashma, according to him, that since there's a Kiyum Kriya, so Bracha would not be inappropriate. But you're not Mechoyifta, so they didn't do it.
Rabbi?
Yes.
You're reading that question of Bracha as being regarding the 15th, not the 14th?
He's talking about the 15th.
How do you know?
Because it's mashma like that. He says, Midas Chassus, I know it came. And he goes on, he says, so apparently he held that they leaned, he's talking about what he's discussing here. In other words, Feryan and Uto, they leaned without a bracha because the Suffolk did a vrim, lo boy bruchi. It's mashma like that. But it makes sense because there's a kiyum kriya, so that's why he says lo boy bruchi. He doesn't say ain levarech, but lo boy bruchi. Lo boy bruchi is funny. I mean, either you have to, or else a bracha levatola. But apparently he holds that it's not a bracha levatola. As long as there's a kiyum kriya, so it's not a bracha levatola. Ela sheroi levarech bar bosom ne shehochen acharov olam. And here it's funny. It says sheroi levarech. It's mashma that in terms of bracha, really you're not mechliyev. Why? Why don't I say, like he said with regard to Kriya, that the Chova is a Chova Zvadai, and you can't say Suffek. So just like he said with regard to Chiv Kriya, that the Chova's Kriya is a Chova Zvadai. And now you can't say Suffek Devrayim, because the first day is the only Chayv year. You don't say that. He doesn't say that with regard to bracha. So apparently he holds that with regard to chovas agavra, you don't say suffik derabon lakula. Because if you use that method, so then you'd be pata mishneim. So you can't say suffik derabon lakula. But with regard to bracha, he holds it's only roi levarech. But there's no chi of bracha. Why? Why don't I say the same idea? That I have a chovas bracha. And I can't say sofer devan lekula. So that's why the first day I must be mevarech. Not roi levarech, but the first day I must be mevarech. He doesn't say that. He says roi levarech. Apparently he holds that even though he can't say sofer drabana lekula, because he has a chovas vadai, but nevertheless, the chefta shel kriya is a chefta shel kriya suffik. So since it's a chefta shel kriya suffik, so it's lo boy bruchi. Because since the suffik devrayim lo boy bruchi. So apparently he's being machalik between the kriya and between the bracha. That with regard to the Kriya, he's chayiv vadai on Yadalad. Because you can't say suffik lakula, because then you'll be ochre the chiyuv. But with regard to bracha, he holds, since it's a chefza shel Kriya suffik, Hechefta shel kriya safik is lo boy bruchi midavrayim. So you didn't have to be mevarach. Okay? Eloi says sheroi levarach bar basar. Here's the hot part. Why? Midnei shehochan acharov olam. I mean, what is he going now? He's going back to Hochan acharov olam. If it's Hochan acharov olam, so then he's forgetting his whole svara of safik ashakol. He's going like the rove of the like the rove of the Gainim. But that's the difficulty we got stuck here in Iran. Anybody want to say anything? Okay. The only thing I can think of is like this. That you see he holds with Kiyum Kriya, so it's not a bracha levatala. That's a reminiscent of the Brisker Rav's definitions. And if there's a kiyum kriya, so then there's no, then it's a different kind of a bracha. So if there's a kiyum kriya, so the bracha is not a bracha levatala. But the reason why he says sheroi levarich ba'basu b'nei shalchan acharov olam is not because it's a rove. And the rov is machria. But because of the fact that rova olam is being mefarsim the nes, so it's not roy, they shouldn't be mefarsim. It's a different hochan acharov olam. It's not acharov olam as a machria. But since rova olam is osek in pirsumei nisa, so it's not roy for you to abstain, and if you refrain from saying the brachas, you'll be abstaining from the full Kiyum Pearson. So, Eina Chanami to Chefta Shal Kriya Suffik, which is not Machayev in a Bracha, but since the Bracha is not a Bracha of Atala, because there's a Kiyum Kriya, so the second days, it's just a Kiyum Midin Midas Chasidis, so you're not Mevorech. But the first day, since Rova Olam is Mevorech, and Rova Olam is engaged in Pursume Nisa, so you follow Rova Olam. It's not Roy. Here it's not Roy to abstain from the Pearson. That's why he uses Roy. He doesn't use the Lashon Chiyuv. It doesn't say Chayev Levarech, but Roy Levarech. Because the Rova Olam is engaged in Pearson and in Pursume Nisa, so it's not Roy for you to abstain from the Pursume Nisa. Since Rova Tzibur is involved, it's a different Hochan Acharov Olam. That's the only way I can interpret him. And it fits in with his Lashon of Roy Levarech. Because he doesn't say Chayiv Levarech. If he held that the Rova Olam is a Machria, so then, he wouldn't say Roy Levarech, he'd say Chayiv Levarech. But Roy means since Rova Olam is engaged in Pearson, so it's not Roy to abstain. Whereas on the second days, even though the Kiyam Midin, Rov Olam is not engaged in Pearson, so there's no problem of abstaining. That's the best I can make out of it. That's what I think he means.
Rabbi?
Yes.
The actual, but the bracha per se, that's an abstention from Pearson Menes, that the Pearson Menes is actually the Megillah.
Yeah, but the bracha is a hidden on the Pearson Menes. The bracha is an extension of the Pearson. The full Pearson is with the bracha. That's not a problem. That's pashas like that. If the bracha enhances the pirsum nes, the al nisim, and the al mikra megillah, the brachas are an enhancement of the pirsum nisa. Makes sense.
Rebbe?
Yes.
I thought my recollection is when we did the sugi of suffik brachas lahakel, I think there was a Rambam to one of his letters, but in Hilchus Mila, where we said that if the institution, even if it's an institution of Safek, but if the Gavra is Vadai Mechuyiv B'davar, then you would make Bracha.
I don't remember that. I don't think Ram said that in the Tshuva. The Tshuva of the Ram said something different. He said, Safek, Brachos is Lohakel, is Midivrehem. But on Yom Tov Sheni, they Haim Tiknu, they were Mesakin to say the Brachos.
Right. And
that's a different idea. That's because it's all tally in the Chachamim. Brachas are tally in the Chachamim.
Yeah, I understand, but I thought he said that the reason why they were misaking to say the brachas, because you're definitely mechuyev in keeping, you know, in keeping the kedushas hayom, because you're mechuyev.
Oh, no, I doesn't say that.
Okay, I'll have to check it. I remember doing that. All right.
There's a devil misaking to say brachas, so it's not a bracha v'atala.
Mm-hmm. I'll check it, but to me it just seems that if the gavra is mechuyev b'davar, in the halachic system, it's a halachic obligation.
Not if it's a halachic obligation misafik.
Well, you don't have a choice. Misafik is just the character of the activity. But in terms of halacha, yivadei nikra mechuyev b'davar.
Yeah, but it's a chayev midin safik.
The mechayev is safik, correct.
So it's a different chayev. And safik, whenever you chayev midin safik, you're not mevarach. That's a klal. That's what the Gemara says. You chayev in safik, even though you chayev, but you chayev midin safik. So midin safik, you're not chayev in bracha. You're not mevarach.
If it's a safik, whether you did something or not, and you have to repeat it, is that mechayev midin safik or not?
If you have to read, what do you mean if you have to read?
If you forgot you did something, they say do it again.
Misafik?
Yeah.
So you're doing it misafik, not because you've had a chayef?
Right.
Ever not. Like a deraisa. Mavarach. Ain't a chazim mavarach. The case is birchas kriyashma, but the only reason over there is because it's an extension. If it weren't an extension, you wouldn't be mavarach. Safik karashma, safik lo karashma. The only reason that you're chayiv in bracha is because it's an extension. So once you're chayiv in the Shema, so it's nigrar with the Shema.
Right. Because it's a kiyum in the Shema.
The kiyum in the Shema.
But here the brachas are kiyum in the Megillah as well, right?
Masakin is one entity. It's an extension of the Kriya Shema. So whatever happens to the Kriya Shema, the extension comes along with it. I mean, that's what we always learned.
Right. We don't hold the bracha as nigra and the kriya because it's a kiyum in either of mitzvah or kirsum.
If it's suffix and chumas, then demai, if it's suffix there, then you're not mavarach.
Right.
Gemara. Ayachayev, yachayev midin suffix. Midin suffix, you patur in brachas.
Right.
Can't be mavarach. So, but the only thing new in the round here is if there's a kiyum kriya, so the brachas are not levatala. The only thing is that in the brachas are not levatala, so it's lo boy bruchi. That's what he says, lo boy bruchi. Because even though the bracha is not levatala, but you're not chayiv in bracha. So when it comes to the kiyum midas chasidus, so there he says, so you're not. But when it comes to the kiyum kriya on yom yudalid, where Rov HaOlam is being mafarsim the nes, that's the Yikir Pirsim HaNes and Rov HaOlam, but there it's Ainu Roy to abstain. That's why he says, Roy Lavarech. And then it's Yehochin Acharov HaOlam. He doesn't mean Ochin Acharov HaOlam like the Gainim, that it's a Machriya, because he doesn't know like that. He treats it like a Suffolk HaShakel. If he held that it was a Machriya, he would say Chayiv Lavarech.
You see, also his lashon is very good. By the Gaonim, he said, "Hotam achar rov ayaros." But it's here, "achar rov ha'ola." It's a different type of rov, even in the way he expresses it.
That's a good point. That rov, he just changed his lashon. I was looking for something like that. It's very good. You're right. Over there, it's "hotam achar rov ayaros," so it's a machria. Over here, it's rov ha'olam. It's rov ha'olam is engaged in pirsum in Yisrael, so it's not roy to abstain. It's roy levarach. That's what I think he means. There's one thing we said on Shabbos that we didn't, that I think we should say now at this point. And that is, how could you go bus a rov if, in fact, it's a rov kavua? So we wanted to answer that. We wanted to say that ordinarily, like you say rov kavua, like you have 10 cans on a shelf. So one can is straight and 9 are kosher. So you don't say that every can is kosher. If one falls off, then you say, kol deparish meruba parish. And the reason he's learning that way is not because kavua can't can't be mashriya, but because there is no leiras hasafek. So as long as he 10 cans on a shelf, there's no leiras hasafek. So rove isn't brought into play. But when there's an event that one falls off, now there's a leiras hasafek. Where did this can come from? So rove is brought into play, and it's a mashriya. So the gainim hold over here, since it's a chovas on mitzvah, so the chovas on mitzvah is the latest of suffering. I have to know when I can fulfill my mitzvah. So it's not like 10 cans on the shelf where you need an event to create a latest of suffering. The chovas on mitzvah itself creates the latest. So since it creates a latest of suffering, so then you have a rove, and the rove is a machriya. The machlokas Rishonim is, can chovas on mitzvah create a latest hasafik? Or is the latest hasafik does the latest hasafik have to be an intrinsic phenomenon in the entities? And you can't say the fact that yom achuyiv b'davar that creates the latest hasafik. That's the machlokas Rishonim. Okay? Could be the machlokas is on other points too. I mean, it's a big machlokas, but I'm just saying, for now, that's basically the way to define the machlokas. Okay, so that's the machlekes. Is a chovas agavra create a latus a suffix so that it brings into play rove as a machria? The Gainim hold it does, and the Ran holds it doesn't. Okay. All righty. So far, so good. Unless you guys have any questions.
When you say an objective event, you mean an objective event which relates the all the objects in question.
That's correct.
Okay, fine. I just wanted to make sure. All right.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Just the case with kol kavod that you were giving, just the 10 cans on a shelf. I mean, why is that different than if you have a few pieces of meat in front of you? We say bittel barov.
No, bittel barov is a completely different thing. Holchan acharov and bittel barov are two different phenomena. Bittel barov means the thing is discounted. Ochan acharov is never discounted. You say that this one came from the rov, but the entity that's not kosher is always in existence. Whereas bittel barov, it's non-existent. It's even more than many. It's even mahapech leheter. That's a different thing. Bittel barov. That's where you have one entity, and in the entity is a miut of non-kosher. So you say that the miut is bittel barov. And according to its machlok tzachrenim, according to many, it's neshapech. I think it's Rabbeinu Tam even. I'm not sure now. You're a day. It's neshapech leheter. Question is whether you could use that heter to be mevatel something else.
I'm just wondering why the 10 cans aren't one entity.
They aren't. There's nothing in the tzar of them. The 10 cans. They don't become one entity. You don't say bittel barov. You don't say bittel barov on things that are discrete. The discrete elements, entities, you don't say bittel barov. One mixture.
Like
bottle b'shishim, bottle barov. You have one kedera. And you have miyut is treif, and rov is kasher. And one kedera, you say bittel barov. But bittel barov is a completely different process than holchan acharov. Two different things. One has nothing to do with the other conceptually. Yeah.
Isn't that just like three distinct separate entities?
Where you say, Bittel Barov, it's not Nikar Isser. If the Isser is Nikar, it's only the Steyatzma. There's no Bittel Barov.
Your keys to 10 cans where you know which one's
Isser? Excuse
me? Oh. You know which one's
Isser? 10 cans, you don't say Bittel Barov.
Because you know which one is Isser?
You don't know which one's Isser, but there's no Bittel because it's not one entity. It's not one Taruvus. Or maybe it's Neatma. You don't know which one. Teishachaniyos. You don't say that it's Ba'al Barov.
That's because you know where the Yisr is. But over there you know where the Yisr is.
It doesn't matter if you don't know where the Yisr is. If you have 10 kings, you don't say Ba'al Barov. 10 separate entities. There's no Bittel. Bittel has to be in one Taruvus. It's only the finance one has no beetle growth.
When one can falls off the shelf, right?
Yes.
So it's still not beetle growth, right?
What?
So I don't understand why you're saying it's not. Why is not beetle growth?
Tochenacharo.
Right. So what? He's answering that it's not.
Tochenacharo. Idea.
You want to know the difference between beetle and hochen?
No. He's answering that it's not going to be beetle growth to an Aaron.
Only in a Arubis.
I just don't understand why when you like why is your case of like 10 cans and you don't know which one's Aser, you know 9 of them, you don't know one's Aser, you don't know which one is which, different from 10 pieces of meat, and one's Aser and 9 of them, you don't know which one's which. It seems to be like the exact same case, because one's a can, one's a piece of meat, like
exact same as what?
But it's the same thing, it's Terovus of Yavish. That's what Terovus of Yavish is. Separate discrete entities, but you don't know which one's Asa, which one's Mutta. Yeah. Isn't called the Kavua Tesha Chanias where you know which store is Asa and you know which stores are Mutta, you just don't know which one you took it from?
I'm just giving the example to show you the idea of the. I have to think into it. I'm just giving an example to show you the concept of Holchan Basarov in the latest of Suffolk. But you want your question would be Yavish B'Yavish. Alright, so take the case of Teisha Chaneus, if it makes you happier. I have to think into it, I don't know. I'm just bringing it in to show you the concept.
Ready?
Yes.
Just going back to the point about that the suffix kriya still has a shame kriya.
Yes.
So it just seems that as long as you're not saying that it's removed from the halachic system, it will have a shame kriya.
What's the case?
I mean, the case of the suffix. You have the suffix kriya, like a new dalit. Even though you're chayiv, you're vade chayiv, but the kriya is a suffix kriya. So
kriya is a suffix. It's a cheftish suffix kriya, right?
Right. So you're saying that it has a shame. It does have a shame kriya, right? So it does. So I'm just saying that is it right to say that it. The reason why it has a shame suffix is because you're not saying that it's removed from the halachic system. Because you're not saying it's just like he's doing an ad hoc thing that's totally foreign. Since suffix, he has to do it because of suffix, it's not foreign from the system, and that will make it a shame, give it a shame kriya.
What about the next step?
Say it again.
I'm just saying that in terms of when you say that the chafta shel kriya, right, means the suffix.
The chafta shel kriya suffix.
Right, it has a shame kriya, right, halachically.
It's a kriya. It's a chafta shel kriya suffix.
Right. And it, halachically it registers is because because the person's not doing it for the person's motivation for doing it is not. Is not foreign from the halachic system, because suffix brings it in.
Say it again. I don't understand.
I'm just saying the reason we say it has a shame kriya is because clarification. It's because the person's not like in a case where a person would just be. Kore on some random day, Megillah, it wouldn't have any shame kriya of the mitzvah of Megillah, right? So I'm just saying the difference between that case and the case here is because since the suffix is a reality in halacha, and since suffix is a reality, you don't say that his kriya is removed from the system.
That's correct. It's a chovas kriya. It's a chovas kriya. It's a chovas kriya.
Right, misafek.
He has a chovas kriya. The chovas kriya is a definite chovas kriya. The only thing is that the chefta shel kriya is a chefta shel kriya suffix.
Daddy?
Yes.
So, you said that halakhically it would be mutig to say vlach, you would be chai, but it would be mutig to say vlach as long as there is some kriya. But it's halakhically recognized.
Right.
So let's say you had a suffix to laisa, which you say is the chumra. Would it be optional to be mubalach?
That's right. It's optional. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. What Hill is saying. You're right, because it's in the halachic system.
Right.
Halachically, it's a kriya.
Right. Exactly. It's because you're not saying it's foreign from the.
Because he has a chovas kriya.
Right.
Yeah, Yaakov, I didn't get your question.
I was saying like when you so subject to like say you go back and do the mitzvah, but you don't go back and say the bracha, you don't repeat the bracha. That the subject to like is like the chumrah, but the bracha you wouldn't repeat.
That's what you mean ordinarily, not by kriya.
Ordinarily, not by kriya.
Right.
So are you saying that would be it just means you're not chayv to say the bracha, or would it really be asher to say the bracha?
Asher to say the bracha.
Why wouldn't you say the same thing as over here?
Because kriya is different. If you remember, the Gra says, for instance, wherever there's kriya, so the brachas are nigra after the kriya. It's because the brachas are not really birkas, ordinary birkas on mitzvah, but they're introductions to the kriya. I believe that's the Brisk Rav has that far.
So when you're saying that it's...
All right. Isn't that Gra even on the minigim of Aruch over there? Because it's the brachas on Niskan as an introduction to the kriya. So wherever there's a chovas kriya or a kiyum kriya, so then the bracha, if it's a chefta shel safek, it's not a bracha levatala. That seems to be clear according to the Ran, because the Ran says in both cases. I mean, it's plain lashon as he's even going on the midas chasidus, because lo boy bruchi. But on Yudalid, he says that it's Roy Lavarech. Not Chova Lavarech, but Roy Lavarech. Apparently it's optional. So how could a bracha be optional? Either it's a bracha levatala or else it's a chiyuv. Apparently he holds that the brachas when niskan as covered as a part of the covered of the kriya. It's as an extension of the kriya. And it's different than an ordinary birkas hamitzvah. It's an introduction to the kriya. It functions as an introduction to the kriya, so it's not a bracha levatala. That's what he seems to learn.
Because he's a kiyum.
Of course there's a kiyum.
Okay.
Wherever there's a kiyum kriya, so then there's a... So even though the chova is a chova suffix, but since there's a kiyum kriya, and even midas chasidus is a kiyum kriya, because he's satisfying a chefta shel Torah. So it's a kiyum. There's a kiyum kriya, so the brachas are not levatala, there's a kiyum bracha. That's what he seems to be saying. I don't see how he can get around that, because when he says Roy Lavarech, he's making bracha into something which is extraordinary. Ordinarily we say bracha, either a chayv and a bracha, or it's a bracha levatala. Now here he's saying it's Roy. Apparently he holds wherever there's a kiyum kriya, bracha is nigra achar kriya, and it functions as an introduction to the kriya, so therefore it's not going to be a bracha levatal. But on chamisha asar, since Rov Olam is not doing it, so they didn't do it. But where Rov Olam is doing it, so then you can't abstain from the piersum, because that's the zman piersum lakol. Zman piersum for Rov Olam. You can't abstain when Rov Olam is engaged in piersum. And I don't know who was that pointed out correctly, that before in the Gainim he says, Holchanach HaRov HaYaros.
Moshe pointed out.
Who, Moshe?
Yeah.
Okay, Eshkech. That it's Rov HaYaros, he means as a Machria. As a Machria, that's the Gainim. But he never really accepted that position. That's a Machria. And that's why he switches to Roy instead of Chayev. I think you have to deduce from this run that he holds wherever there's a kiyum kriya, even though it's a kriya suffix, but as long as there's a kiyum kriya, so and the kiyum kriya is because it's certainly satisfying one halachic tzad, so there's a kiyum kriya. There's a kiyum kriya, so the bracha can't be levatala. That's what he seems to say clearly.
Right?
Yes.
On the 15th.
What?
On the 15th.
On the 15th.
Right, so is it better not to say a bracha?
He doesn't say that. He says they didn't. He didn't say that. He doesn't say that they couldn't. He just says that they were naive not to. Why didn't they do it? I don't know. They weren't so machmer. Well, they weren't so machmer like on every kiyum. I mean, he's fine. They weren't machmer enough. That doesn't disturb him.
Rabbi.
It's funny how he knows it, though.
It's funny, you mean, because the Gemara doesn't mention it, apparently.
What?
I know, it is funny. I know, somebody mentioned that last time. And the Gemara doesn't say anything. Why doesn't he say that? I don't know. What his inference is. What's the lesson again? Well, you can't blow a bracha. Yeah. I don't know. But that's what he holds. Okay, so you want to take up the Rambam?
Okay, just one more other point. So it would come out that from this idea of bracha, that because that would be nisser to abstain from what Rova Olam is doing, that if you didn't have the first reason that the Ron introduced, that you're kori on the first day because there's a vada chiv, let's say you didn't have that, so it would still be nisser not to be kori also because you'd be abstaining from what the rest of the Rova Olam is doing as well.
No.
Why not? No, but I'm saying that the subject of Makula, but the point is that now you're introducing this concept that there's an issa to abstain from what the rest.
That's not a chiyuv. If a person abstained from what the Rov Olam is doing, he would be doing a dover shein or roy. But that's different than saying a chayiv.
It wouldn't be an issa?
No. Just he's doing something that's ain't a roy.
Uh-huh, I see, okay.
Not a chovas. Bracha,
okay.
Like a chovas kriya, but the Ron holds on the first day and you don't
right.
Chovas kriya.
Right, okay, here.
Different category.
Yeah,
and it's also only if there's some sort of kiyum. If you have a bent as well, there'd be no point in leaving on the first day.
Right.
Just as Lova Olm's doing. It's not just that Lova Olm's doing kiyusa.
Nope.
It's that you have the opportunity to do it and you abstain.
Right. Well, that's because if you were a suffer. That's the scenario.
Just give me one second more. I just wanted to the Rambam, read the Rambam. Ramzal Kosov Aperikay Mehilchos Megillah Ir Shehi Suffek Korim Ba B'Shnei Hayomim Hu B'Leilehon B'Leilehon Aval Ein Mevarchin Al Kriyasa Ella B'Yadalit. He makes it perfectly clear that you can't be Mevarich on Tesvav. And why are you mevarach on your dalid? Holvuzman kriya l'rov olam. So here the Rambam is difficult. Because he's not saying that there's a kiyum bracha. Misafek. He's not saying that you're not chayev on chamisha osar. It's a midas chasidus. He holds you chayev vaday on both. So if you're chayev vaday on both, and you can't be mevarach on chamisha osar, because it'll be a bracha levatola. So if that's the case, so then you're chayev on both misafek. So then why, how could I be mevarach on chamisha asar? It's a suffix. Mamanashach, if it's a suffix, you can't be mevarach, so you can't be mevarach on chamisha asar. It's a suffix. Elamayim achriya, on yudalit. I'm sorry, not chamisha asar, on yudalit. But elamayim achriya, that yudalit is different. So then why do you carry on chamisha asar? Ram is very difficult. Yod Yechayev B'Shneihem, and so Chayev B'Shneihem means you don't go Basarov. You don't go Basarov. So if you don't go Basarov, so then why with regard to Bracha do you go Basarov? There's only one answer I could think of in the Rambam. That the Rambam holds differently than the Ran. See, the Ran maintains... The Ran maintains that you can't say Sufek Brachos on Yudalit and Tesvav. Because if you did that, so then you'd be Mevatel the Chiyuv, Midrabanan. And that you can't do because Alpir Tar Sheirucha, so you'd be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Alpir Tar Sheirucha. So it's impossible. Therefore, you can't say Sufek Drabanan is Lakula in this case. You can't say Sufek Drabanan Lakula. So, but Sufek Kiyum you can't say. Now, if the Rambam agrees with the Ran that you can't say Sufek Drabanan Lakula, so then, that's what he holds. You can't say Sufek Drabanan Lakula. That's why Chayav B'Shneihem the Sufek. And he doesn't hold from the idea of Safakiyum. So then why are you Mavarach on the first day? It could be either day. Or it could be both days. But I was thinking like this. Maybe the Ram holds like this. He holds a little differently. He holds not because, not like the Ran holds because Safak Chiyuv Safakiyum. You can't say Safak Chiyuv Lakula. That's not what he holds. He's not Machalek between Safak Chiyuv and Safakiyum. But what he maintains is the reason why you have to be Kari B'Shteyen is not because you can't use the mechanism of Safek Drabanan Lakula, but it really is a Safek. What he holds is that the only time you say Safek Drabanan Lakula is where it's a Safek Chiyuv. But when you have one Chiyuv and two forms of Kiyum, you don't say the whole idea of Safek Drabanan Lakula, and you chayev b'shteihem me'ikar adin. Because you have one chiyuv, and the chiyuv could be fulfilled either on your dalid or it could be fulfilled on tesvav. So in that case, the Ramah, that's different than ordinarily Safek Drabanan. Ordinarily Safek Drabanan means a Safek chiyuv midrabanan. So there we employ the principle of Safek chiyuv Drabanan Lakula. But over here, the chiyuv is vadai. The only thing is the means of executing your chiyuv has two forms, and you don't know which form to use. But you have a chovas kriyas megillah vaday. The question is which form of the kiyum is yours. So there, the Ramos, you don't say sof deban lekula altogether. So meikar adin yechayev b'shtein. Where you have a definite chiyuv, and you have two methods of fulfilling that chiyuv, but you don't know which method to use, so the Ram maintains you're chayiv in both methods. That has nothing to do with the principle of Safek Drabanan Lakula, period. Not like the Ran says that it's really Safek Drabanan Lakula, but if you'll say Safek Drabanan Lakula, you'll be mevatel chiyuv. The Ram holds this is not Safek Drabanan Lakula at all. Yechayev b'shtayan, Neikar Adin. Okay?
And the bracha?
You hear that svar?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good svar. But the Rambam maintains, but when it comes to bracha, the Rambam says you can't be mevarech on tesvav, only a dalid. So you see the Rambam holds that it would be a bracha levatola. So therefore the Rambam holds when it comes to bracha, you can't say chayev b'shtayin. When it comes to chovas kriya, so you could say I have a chovas kriya, and it can be fulfilled through method A or through method B. But the chovas of vaday, so you can't say suffered derabanan. So therefore you chayev in both forms. But in bracha you can't say that, because since each kriya is a kriya suffik, so it'll be a bracha levatoa. So you can't say you mevarach b'shtayin. That's not possible. So therefore, with regard to bracha, there's a later sasufik. There's a later sasufik. Because sasufik bracha is lakula. Sasufik bracha is lahakel. So it will be a bracha levatola. So with regard to bracha, there's a later sasufik. So then the rov is poshet. So the rov is machria. So the rov is machria. So the rov is machria with regard to yedalit. So he holds like the gainim with regard to bracha, but not with regard to kriya. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because he doesn't hold by kriya. Because by the nature of Mikra Megillah, the two methods of Bimakan Yer Mitzvah are just outgrowths of the Chiyuv. So they all stem. So once you're going to tell me it's that you have that Chiyuv, you're going to have to use both of them.
Yes, there's no later Sasufik there. In other words, according to the Rambam, there's no later Sasufik with regard to Kriya. Because you have a Vadei Chiyuv Midrabanan, and two methods. You have to do both. There's no later sasufik.
Right.
If you have two forms, because the only time you say there's a later sasufik is if it's sufik d'rabanan lakula. But if the sufik d'rabanan is on how you fulfill your chiyuv, now you're mechuyev to go do both.
Right. Those two forms of being a kanyu mitzvah are just extensions from the chiyuv.
That's right.
Once you have the chiyuv, you have to use both extensions if you don't know. If you don't know which one to use.
That's correct. And there's no later sasufik at all.
Right.
But with regard to bracha, you can't say there's no later sasufik. Because it can't be mevarach twice. One bracha is going to be bracha levatola.
Right.
Because the chefta shel kriya is a chefta shel sasufik. So while you're chayev b'shtayin to fulfill the rabbani, you don't say sasufik d'rabban l'kula. But with regard to bracha, there's a later sasufik.
Right. Because you have to judge each thing in its own area.
Right.
You could judge Mikra Megillah insofar as Mikra Megillah and Suffolk in terms of that. And you have to judge Bracha in terms of Suffolk in terms of that.
Why Bracha, not Mavarach? I said, if you mechuyev have to do each one because you have two options in this scenario, so why? So that then you should be chayav Bracha also.
On both?
Yeah.
No, but then one is Vadei Bracha Levatola.
No, in this scenario it's not Bracha Levatola because this scenario, according to Rambam, you mechuyev to do both.
No, but the chefta shel kriya is a chefta shel kriya suffik that you can't get away from that, because you don't know whether it's whether the kriya is a kriya vaday or kriya, so whether it's vaday or whether it's suffik that you can't get away from.
So each one is a suffik, and then you're going to use the rope to be machriya.
Chefta shel kriya is going to be a suffik. On whether the gavra is machriya to do both, that there's no suffik, because there's no suffik chiyuv. He has a vaday chiyuv and he has two ways to do it. He doesn't know which way. So there you don't say Sefer Lekula, so he's Chayev B'shtayin. But with regard to Bracha you do have, you are only B'Suffik. Because you can't make a Bracha on a Suffik and a Suffik Kiyum. So there's a later Suffik with regard to Mechovah's Bracha. Since there's a later Suffik with regard to Mechovah's Bracha, there he agrees with the Gainim.
Rebbe?
That Rov is Machriya.
Rebbe?
That Rov is Machriya. So he agrees with the Geinen's Rav. The only thing he doesn't agree with is the Ran's idea that over here we say you can't, over here it's a Suffolk Drabanan, and you can't employ Suffolk Drabanan Lakula, because if you did, you'd be Mevatel the Chova. That he doesn't agree with. He doesn't agree that there's a Leidus a Suffolk here. He holds there's no Leidus a Suffolk, because the Chova is Vadai. I have two methods, so you chayef and b'shtayin.
Rabbi?
Yes.
If that's
Chovas Agavras chayef b'shtayin.
Right.
But the Cheftza is definitely a Cheftza shel kriya Suffolk. So Suffolk brachas lahakel. So with regard to Chovas bracha, now you're mutl b'suffolk. So there's a Leidus a Suffolk. So there he holds, you go b'suv acharas agaynim.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So you're saying in the first instance, there's a Vadai Chiv on the Gavra to do Kriyas Megillah, right?
Right.
So therefore, but now it's just which one to do, so you do both, right?
Right.
Why can't the Rov be Machriya and tell you only to do the first?
There's no Leidus a Suffolk.
Well, there is a Suffolk. I mean, I don't have to do both.
He doesn't hold that that's a Leidus a Suffolk unless it's a Suffolk in the Chiv. In other words,
it's a Suffolk in the Kiyum, correct?
No, but there's no Suffolk in the Chiyuv.
Right, but there's a Suffolk in the Kiyum. So why can't Rov be Machriya with Suffolk is the Kiyum? Why is Rov limited to a Machriya only in the Leidus a Suffolk, not in terms of Kiyum itself?
You can't have, Rov cannot be, you can't have a Machriya if you have no Leidus a Suffolk.
There is a Leidus a Suffolk in terms of the Kiyum.
No, but that's not really a Leidus a Suffolk. The Leidus a Suffolk has to be in the Chiyuv, the Rama. Can't, in other words, that's what the Rambam is saying, that it has to be defined, in order to define it as a latest a Suffolk, it has to be a latest Suffolk in the Chiyuv.
I don't see why there are a lot of
Sfeikis you can have, but it doesn't mean that is a din of a latest a Suffolk. Latest a Suffolk is with regard to the Chiyuv HaMitzvah. If there's no latest a Suffolk with regard to Chiyuv HaMitzvah, so then it's Machayev in both forms. That's the way the din goes. You chayev in both. There's no Leidus a Suffolk. Of course, there's nothing wrong with doing both. So you have to do two methods. There's no Leidus a Suffolk. That's exactly what the Rambam holds.
And he doesn't hold that.
It's not like the Rambam and the Ran. The Ran holds that if in the Kiyum there's a Suffolk, so that's considered a Leidus a Suffolk. Whereas the Rambam maintains it's not a Leidus a Suffolk if it's not in the Etzem Chi of HaMitzvah, it doesn't have a din of a Leidus a Suffolk.
Okay.
You're Mechuyev in both. That's the Machlekes. That's the very Machlekes.
Okay.
Cool?
Yeah. He also, the Rambam doesn't hold that the Bracha is an extension of the Kriya.
That's what it would appear. It would appear from the Rambam that Svara, that whenever you Korei B'tzibor, I mean, because Kriyas Megillah is essentially B'tzibor, there's no halacha that you could always be Mavarech when you Korei B'tzibor. It would appear that the Rambam would hold that on Megillas Rus, you would not be Mavarech. From this Rambam. I don't see how you can get around that. I mean, maybe the Gro has an eitz about that. I don't know. But it would appear from this Rambam that's the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ran. That the Ran maintains that the brachas are an extension of the Kriya. So wherever there's a Kiyum Kriya, so the brachas are an alavatola. Whereas according to the Rambam, he holds Einim Mavarech Ela B'yadalit. So you see, he makes a point of saying it would be a bracha alavatola if you do Mavarech B'tezvav.
Right.
So it would seem that's a machlekes the Ran and the Rambam. Yes, Yaakov.
It might end up being the same thing, but the Ran does quote the Rambam a little bit differently than the Rambam in the original.
Oh, the Ran is quoting him differently?
Sorry.
Okay, let's hear the Rambam.
Yoshi Safe, the Ainia Dua, Imhaisa Mukeves Homo Bimos Yushub in Nun of Akhil Kim Hukva, Kogin Mishneh Yamshi in Yadalib Tetzvav Uvi Lelehem.
He says, be yidal bilvad.
Wait, but he's not talking about his vav, whether he'd be an issa.
Yeah, but be yidal bilvad.
Okay.
And I think the Ron's got him right.
Okay.
What Mendy's bringing up is that's the very machlekes. Machlekes is whether it has a din leiras or suffik. According to the Rambam, there's no suffik in the chiyuv, and you're chayef to execute both forms, so there's no place for a leiras or suffik here. Because the halacha tells you directly, do both. You're intrinsically chayef in both. So there's no din leiras or suffik. Whereas according to the Ran, since each one, it's only, according to the Rambam, it's only a suffix in the Cheftza Shel Kriya. But there's no latest a suffix with regard to Chovas Agavra. And since there's no latest a suffix with regard to Chovas Agavra, so there's no Rov. It will be Rov Kavua.
Right. The Rambam doesn't hold that suffix Kiyum is like a separate thing. He just holds.
Right.
So
he holds there's no place for a suffix to get started.
Right.
In other words, the suffix can't wedge its way in here because there's a definite chova, and the chova demands that you fulfill it in every which way possible. So you have to do both. Where's the suffix? There's no suffix. Whereas the Ran maintains that since the cheftza shel kriya is a kriya suffix, so there is a latest a suffix with regard to my chovas. Is my chovas kriya on yedalet or is my chovas kriya on tesvav? Even though I definitely have a chovas kriya, he holds that since it's a suffix whether my chovas kriya is on yedalet or on tesvav, that's a latest a suffix. But maybe we could define a little more precisely. Yeah, I mean the Ran is learning. I have a chovas kriya, and I don't know whether my chovas kriya is on yedalet or on tesvav, so there's a latest a suffix. Whereas according to the Rambam, if I have a definite chovas kriya and the kiyum could either take place on yedalet or tesvav, I'm immediately chayv v'shtehen and there's no din leiras asafik. Aish machlekes. But with regard to bracha, the Rambam holds there is a leiras asafik because you can't be bracha v'shtehen, be bracha v'atala. So now the question is, where's my chovas bracha? So with regard to chovas bracha, he goes like the gainim.
Right.
Rebbe?
Works out very nicely. Yes, Aaron?
Yeah. So just really like for the Rambam, like you're saying you definitely chayev and you're misupuk which one to do it on. So you have to do it on both.
Right.
But that just sounds like the Rambam saying that you have to go to Chumra in the suffix. Like you have a suffix of which one to do it on. Why is that a suffix?
Mm-hmm. It's just
because you have to go
home,
it doesn't mean it's not a
suffix. There's no suffix in Chovas Agavra. There's no, the suffix has been Chovas Agavra. The Chovas Agavra is Chayav Bishtayan.
I know, but
well,
there is a suffix in which
Kiyum
do you have to use?
But that's not a latest a suffix with regard to Chovas Agavra.
I understand, but what's wrong with the other suffix? What's wrong with it?
You can have a lot of sfeikis, but if it's not a latest a suffix with regard to chovas or gavra, there's no latest a suffix. That's what he holds. The Ran learns, no, the suffix is the chovas or gavra relegated to yudalid, or is the gavra relegated to tesvav? So there's a latest suffix in the chovas or gavra. But the Rambam holds if there's a definite chovas or gavra, and the kiyum could be either yedalet or tesvav, it's not a latest a suffix with regard to the chova.
Right.
It's simply that you have to execute both. So insofar as chova is a gavra, there's no latest a suffix. That's the machlekes.
But you mean even the Ran agrees it's a suffix in the chova is a gavra?
Yes. Absolutely. Where is the chova is a gavra relegated? The Rambam holds that there's a chovas agavra and two vehicles. So he's chayev to use every vehicle. There's no latest suffix.
But the Ran holds, like, those are two expressions of the chayev, so you can say the suffix is in the chovas agavra.
Right. I mean, you could define it further. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying as a first definition, that's the machlekes. Give me a second.
is there a machri on me?
To decide.
Do I spell it right?
It's with a chaf, not a ches. And the yud goes, yeah.
Just write that way. Okay, and the other term was Alaydus Asafik?
Alaydus Asafik is knowledge, like Alaydus means to know, Asafik is a question. Alaydus Asafik means that a question comes onto the scene, like is there knowledge of a question, Alaydus Asafik. Like it means the emergence of a question. Translation. Like Alayda usually means to give birth. Alayda usually means to give birth, like so a question is generated. You know what I mean? In other words, halacha is a legitimate latus on sopik. You need to say there's a recognition of a legitimate question on the scene. That's latus on sopik.
Thank you.
What?
I remember Chakira, I think maybe the Rav said it. Whether the Bnei Hayaros are Chayiv in Yadalid and the Bnei Krakim are Chayiv in Tesvav, if it's two separate Chiyuvim, or whether they're both Chayiv in Yadalid and Tesvav. But the kiyum for the Bnei Ayoros of Yudalid and Tesvav takes place on Yudalid, and the kiyum for the Bnei Akrakim is of Yudalid and Tesvav takes place on Tesvav. That'll make a difference over here.
Why'd you say that?
Regard to the Rambam.
I guess it's easier.
Why?
I'm just thinking about it. If I knew why, I wouldn't be thinking about it.
Anything else?
That's all I can try. When the guy said what stuff, KM. No, I understand what he's asking. It required.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that. I gotta think about it. I mean, it's, it would mean that there's no suffix in the chiyuv. Not a suffix in the chiyuv dalet. If relegated, I'm not very thinking. Let's leave it go.
Okay.
Yeah, let's leave it go. Okay, yes, go ahead.
I was saying, according to the chiluk you mentioned from the Rav?
Yes.
So could you say that that's, I mean, based on the, if the, if that's the machlok, it's the Ran and the Rambam. But could you say the Rambam holds that really it's going to, it's going to be one underlying chiyuv?
Right.
Because there are two vehicles of kiyum. So now the question is, not, there's no suffix of chiyuv, and there's no suffix, a real suffix kiyum of was he makayim yet? There's only a suffix of what is the vehicle? So that's a suffix within a mitzvah. There's no suicide, there's no lesser suffix. But if you say that it's two separate institutions, so then you would say there's a suffix on yadalit. Is there a mitzvah of yadalit? Suffix on tesvav. Is there a mitzvah of tesvav? So it is a suffix, but the only thing is if you take the suffix chiyuv, then like the Ran says, then you'll be mavatal the varai chiyuv in the gavra. But each day is a chiyuv.
Chiyuv is b'chiyuv b'shneihem.
What do you mean?
I mean the chiyuv is on both days.
I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying according to the Rambam, the chiyuv is on both days.
Right.
Like, according to the Ran, it's two separate institutions. It's two separate chiyuvim.
Yeah, I will bring it a little closer. I know, but it's not too clear yet. That's why I mentioned it. I mean, it brings it a little closer. But I don't know if the Ran disagrees with that idea. I don't know. I mean, I'm just mentioning it. All right, just what do you think about it?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Are you leaving the idea in the Ran of the, that there's a the suffix kiyum?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, fine.
No, not at all.
All right.
I don't. We're leaving that alone. The only thing we didn't mention was the question from the Stira in the Ran. To the Ran and Pesachim, what the guys wanted to say. Maybe we should put that down too.
I think we did that.
We got that on Friday.
Oh, we did it on Friday? Oh, okay, good. Okay, very good. All right, I guess we finished this run.
Ready?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question in the Rambam?
On the Rambam sheet, go ahead.
So why do you say that you would say a bracha on the first day because it's the latest suffix? Why don't you say that each day, it's the nature of the mitzvah is suffix, so each day will be pati from bracha? Because the nature of the kli is kli safek.
Yeah, but you have a chovas bracha.
So the Rambam learns the chovas bracha is a separate institution, separate from the mitzvah's kli?
Yes, it's a special chovas bracha.
So it's different than a birchas mitzvah of kol tekula.
Right.
But he doesn't hold like the Ran that the idea of kliya allows it to have even if it's just a kliya.
That's correct.
He holds that a bracha of kliya is different though.
Right.
That's a separate maisa chiyuv.
That's right.
Okay.
Rebbe?
Yes.
On a different issue, the idea that you introduced 2 weeks ago about Binyan Migdash, you know, they low... It was never taped. I think an idea like that should be down somewhere. We shouldn't let it. We shouldn't lose it.
Which was the idea?
The one that they didn't. The Haftorah. They didn't hear the first part was Marachu Makatzer, and then the idea that they didn't hear the clanging of any of the instruments during the Binyan Abayis. That the Binyan Beis Hamikdash was a different type of Binyan. It's total subordination. It's not man's expression of his architectural conquest. You know, it's not an expression of conquest.
Maybe we'll put it down Sunday.
Okay. I just thought it was a beautiful idea. I just don't want to lose that.
Very nice idea. Very nice idea. Yeah.
Yeah. It opens. If you think about it, it answers a lot of questions in different areas. It's the whole binyan base of Migdash is a different concept of binyan. It's an interesting concept.
That's true. Different kind of conquest.
Yep.
Right.
Maybe we'll do it Sunday.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
Just in terms of the idea of bracha, but the Ran wouldn't hold that there's a separate kriya of bracha. He holds it's only viewed in terms of the kriya.
That there's a separate Chovas Bracha? No, he holds a separate Chovas Bracha.
So why don't you do it one of the days? Because you'll vadai be mevatalit?
Oh, yeah, because of the Cheftah Shel Kriya is a Cheftah Shel Safek and it's low boy Bruchi.
Right, but the Ram doesn't hold by that? That the Cheftah of Kriya is a Cheftah of Safek?
I mean, the Ram holds that there's no Chovas Bracha. The Bracha is Nigra, the
That there's no chovas bracha on the gavri, I mean.
Right, it seems like there's a machlok in how the bracha works. Whether it's an extension of the kriya or a separate maisa chiyuv of piyusam.
That's correct.
Right, they both agree it's different than birchas mitzvah, but the question is, what is the nature of the bracha of kriya?
That's correct.
Is it a new chiyuv of piyusam, like that which the Rambam holds, or is it an extension of the kriya, which is why the Rambam holds you could do it as a kiyum, even if there's just a kiyum, but it's not a separate chiyuv, so you can't say that you're going to vada bichaya.
That's correct. Because if the Ran holds the Chovah's Bracha, so then why don't you do a Vada the first day? Because to fulfill that Chovah, and it's not a Bracha Vatoa. That's correct.
Right, but that fits in well with his idea that you could say a Bracha even on just the Kiyum, even if there's no Chiyuv.
Even if
there's no chiyuv, just a kiyum kriya.
On the kiyum kriya.
Because he holds its entire nature is an extension of that pirusim.
That's correct. That seems clear in the Ran.
But so I'm saying those two ideas fit together, whereas the Rambam would hold it's not an extension, it's a separate chiyuv.
Separate chiyuv.
So therefore you couldn't do it as gushos, just that it's optional, you know, if you had a kiyum kriya,
right.
And you would still say that vada yichayev.
That's right.
But the two issues are tied.
That's right, two issues are related, that's correct. So that's why according to the Rambam, it's a later suffix. All right, very good, okay. So what do I want to do tomorrow? We'll finish off Hutzal?
Okay.
Tesis is now a full person. He was a person that used power, but he only operated under the power of the Melech. But he himself wasn't really. He himself was fearful, and he needed the Melech to support him. And that's why he really was loyal to Achashverosh. Imala Melech Tov, and he was in Aseresolof and Kikar Kesef Eshkol. He didn't want to put the Melech out. I mean, he really was loyal to the Melech, and he was really a servile person. But he was a Rasha once he had the Melech on his side. But he really was not, the suspicion of Ahasuerus was completely unjustified, because he was a totally loyal servant. As a matter of fact, what he did in the first decree was to appease the Melech, because the Melech killed Vashti. And he saw the Melech was upset. So he made it into a whole decree. On the contrary, she was really a Russia, that she was changing the whole policy, and it's a dangerous thing, and there has to be a decree. So you see, he was very concerned about the Melech. He had tremendous loyalty to the Melech, and he was concerned that the Melech should be appeased, and that was his whole thing, was to work under the Melech, but he himself really was not strong without the Melech. He wasn't a prime mover as a Rasha. He needed the Melech. And when Achashverosh suspected him of disloyalty, it was really completely unjustified. He never had anything in mind. He wouldn't do anything on his own. So the thing is that, see, Achashverosh, like a lot of top flight businessmen and leaders, are very suspicious. They're often very suspicious people. But that suspicion is unwarranted, but it serves them well, because they have like an extra antenna out for people that are rebellious because of their nature, because of their suspicious nature. So the thing is, that's why the Melech was always suspicious. And that's why Vashti really did something that wasn't deserving of death, because it was her own, she didn't want to reduce herself. It was her own coven. But he looked at it immediately with suspicion as rebellion, and he killed her. He wouldn't have killed her if he thought that she can't do it because she just can't get herself to do it because it's too degrading for her. That wouldn't be deserving of Nisa. Nisa is always Murray B'malchus. So he was always suspicious of merit. And merit got him to execute her. So the thing was, that's why Chazal said that he killed his wife because of his friend, and then he killed his friend because of his wife. So the suspicion, you see, the suspicion basically was one that was unwarranted. In both cases, it was unwarranted. But that was his nature. No doubt that helped him very much to achieve power. Because a person that has that kind of suspicious nature will always root out the person that's deserving of suspicion.
Okay. Does that help?
And you see also, I mean, something, maybe it's not a riot to it, but it certainly is a remiss to it. The fact that anyone that goes into the Lifnei HaMelech, Pachatzar Beis HaMelech, Asher lo yikore, achas daso lahamis. Like you're invading his, that's like a part of that suspicious nature. You're invading his domain. So it's rebellion. So that's why it's achas daso lahamis. I mean, it's a part of that character type. That's why he was so strict over there, because immediately when he started coming in, it had like a quality of rebellion and invasion. Unless you found favor in his eyes and his good nature could excuse you. But otherwise, it's tantamount to rebellion. But that all goes together with the type of character he was. But just give me a second. Something else goes on. Yeah, that's why, by the way, that's why with the Jews, Haman was so successful. And Haman showed him that these people are really suspect.
Right.
But that's why it appealed to him. That's why it appealed. It wasn't just that he was a son of Israel. It was a part of his whole nature. And Haman played into that nature of his, of suspicion. That Dasayim Shonas Micholam, Dasayim Melachayim Amosim. So that whole thing played into his mentality. And Bigson Vaseresh, you see, that's why Bigson Vaseresh got him very suspicious of Haman. Because here was true rebellion. Rebellion of the worst kind. They wanted to kill him. And nothing was done to quell such rebellion and to show an example of loyalty in order to protect the Melech from such type of rebellion. So that again fed into his whole nature. So you see that the whole thing, the whole Megillah really revolves around that nature of Achashverosh, that he was suspicious. And really Haman was servile. He was a Rasha once he had the Melech on his side, but he was a very servile person. And that would explain why he wouldn't execute Mordechai immediately. Because he wouldn't do it because there was no edict given that anyone that doesn't bow down to him should be executed. And if he would do that, he would be taking a chance, and he didn't have the security to do it. Maybe the Melech didn't want that. Maybe the Melech liked Mordechai. He couldn't do it on his own. He always needed the Melech. And that's why that was so amazing was that Esther was able to make him suspicious of somebody who had absolutely no grounds to be suspicious of. That was really the nace. But the question in the Gemara is that it's true that he had a suspicious nature, but when the Gemara says, was he a tipesh or was he a chacham, the question is, how far did that suspicious nature go? Would it go so far as really to lead to his own destruction, or it was under control? And while he may execute somebody that doesn't deserve execution, but it wouldn't go so far as for him to lose control and do something totally crazy that would endanger his whole malchus.
He wasn't in the roses.
That was the question. Was he a melech tipesh or melech chacham? But that would answer your question why he didn't execute Mordechai.
Because Haman wouldn't act on his own if the king didn't necessarily want Mordechai.
That's right. His whole thing was to find favor in the king's eyes. He wouldn't chance not finding favor.
It's interesting, even though he had that servile personality, he still was a tremendous egomaniac.
Tremendous, right. Yeah, that's right. Cause
usually you don't find that in the same type of thing, because usually an egomaniac has a big quest for power, too.
It's not true, though. You see, like a guy like Goebbels.
Like who?
Goebbels.
Uh-huh.
Or who was the other guy there?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not. It can't be that way logically. I'm just saying usually they go hand in hand. That's all.
Yeah, but a lot of those guys. Who else was there?
Himmler.
Korach.
And who else?
Korach.
Who?
Korach.
Eichmann.
He was very happy when Moshe and Aaron, his cousins, were the with the power. It's only when they went over his neck.
Well, Korach was really a independently powerful guy.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that there are Rishayim that can execute Rishis, but only under the domain of a leader, powerful leader. But they're not necessarily people that would that can be independently powerful. And that's the case with Amon. Fits into his profile. He wasn't the same as Hitler. Hitler was independent Russia. He was a servile Russia. He was the same insofar as his Sinas Yisrael was concerned, but he wasn't the same as insofar as his personality. He needed the Melech.
He also could have been hesitant about Mordechai because he knew the incident that Mordechai expressed his loyalty by the king from uncovering that plot. I mean, you know.
Right, I was going to say, it's not a neutral thing. It might have reflected badly on him to kill Mordechai.
Right, that's when he became suspicious of Haman.
Right.
You mean because what, when did he become suspicious of Haman, and what?
The Sefer HaZachronos.
Yeah, but by Lahu, because he said, if he's so loyal, so why doesn't he help me loyalty by giving cover to those who are loyal?
I mean, like, Haman was in charge of supposed to, like, reward Mordechai for Bixen and Sarish, and he didn't because... Is that what you mean? Like,
why didn't he make that suggestion to the Melech?
Right. I mean, like, Haman was, like, the in charge of a lot of stuff. He should have rewarded Mordechai on his own, taking care of the...
Well, certainly one of the Chachamim. Right. One of the advisors.
Yep. Very nice pshat.
I mean, I guess it also explain, if you say that Haman, like, that was Haman's responsibility to reward, like, take care of whoever tipped off the...
Well, yeah, it's an automatic responsibility of anybody who's a close to the Melech. I mean, a close advisor, and he appears to have been the closest advisor.
Right. Yeah. That also explains why Mordechai, in fact, wasn't rewarded. I mean, it is strange that he saved the king and he didn't get anything for it.
Why Ahasuerus didn't reward him?
Yeah, it must be Ahasuerus, left the responsibility up to Haman. You know what I mean? Ahasuerus not going to take
That's
care of everything.
Question. Somebody asked me that question. Why didn't Ahasuerus himself reward Mordechai?
Well, he was, man.
But if you say that, basically, Ahasuerus doesn't take care of all the details of the kingdom. That's other people's responsibilities to take care of these things.
He made sure Haman was
dead. You know, Haman was Haman's responsibility, basically. Haman didn't do it because it was Mordechai.
Yeah, but why would he do it?
Why
would
he do
it?
Because
he hates Mordechai.
It was before the whole event with Mordechai.
It could be Ahasuerus didn't do it. I mean, it could be because Haman was a Yehudi. I mean, it's very possible that he had an underlying sinah.
Mordechai.
For Mordechai.
He had Midrashim anyway, that he knew Mordechai from before.
Right.
Is that true?
Rabbi.
Yes.
You see that his, he did also, Ahasuerus did have security in his sense of what's it called? Of suspicion, because once he saw a person that passed all the tests, he gave up his ring to him.
That's true. I mean, that's part of the nature of Purim, that he gave up everything to Mordechai and to the Yehudim. I mean, that's...
But I'm saying even before that, he gave it to Haman.
That's correct. That he did recognize absolute loyalty, and once he... felt very secure. That is true. That's another aspect of his personality. While he was very suspicious, when he saw absolute loyalty, he didn't hesitate to put his life on the line with those people. That's true. Gives him felt totally secure in them. That's an interesting thing. What's that?
I'm
saying, was that, is that a smart thing or a bad thing? Was it a chacham or a deep ish?
I mean, I guess that's what Chazal were wondering about.
Yep.
Because the question is, because the person can be, he certainly was a chacham. I mean, no one
yeah.
can't be a fool.
Right.
It means, did his success as a melech depend more upon the events and situations, and had he had a different set of situations, he could have been ruined with his crazy suspicions.
Right.
Or was he very suspicious, but it was under control? I mean, it would reach a. He was able to be successful in spite of that.
Well, it could have helped them, like you said, because suspicious people can be successful too. Because when
they say that one time saw a where they were studying psychology of some very powerful people.
Nixon was like that.
Nixon was definitely like that. He was definitely like that.
Yeah, that was his.
Well, see, that's the thing. He was a teepesh.
Yep.
That's a good example. That's a very good example.
Yep.
Because it led him to power, because those suspicions helped him in order
to get there,
root out his enemies. But it was such a strong force in his nature that it led to his downfall.
Yeah,
that's an excellent example.
Yeah,
that's what Chazal mean by tipesh.
Right.
Had it not been that powerful, he could have been one of the most successful presidents.
Right.
One of the greatest. Could have gone down as one of the greatest.
Maybe that's the question is in terms of like his realization of the sense of suspicion, if that was a rational, under rationality or not. Meaning in terms of his.
That's correct. Under how much of control of rationality was that emotion?
Right.
That's the question. The emotion itself is not gonna. It's gonna sway the rationality to some extent, but. The question is, it's a question of degree. It's a question of degree.
Very nice.
Yes, there was one thing that Rabbi Wolf one time read to me about Nixon. Something that they had some quotes from him, and it was very similar to Haman, very similar. I remember he was reading it to me. Maybe you can get it again from him. But the way he was suspicious of the Jews. Very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, but for Achashverosh, it made sense that he either had to be suspicious, like with the Kalim, that the Jews are going to attack him.
Right.
Or afterwards, when there's the opposite, the Jews are now in line with him, so now he had to take security in them. But he had to have some view of the Jews. He couldn't just be neutral about them.
But the reason why he didn't reward Mordechai was because Mordechai Yehudi. But then when Haman became a greater threat, he criticized him for not. He was suspicious of him of doing it not be. In other words, he forgot the reason why he omitted it, and he made it into a whole plot that Haman's trying to get people to be not to encourage people to be loyal.
Yeah.
Was so suddenly, I mean, in suspicious people, that's what happens. Like a pattern starts emerging in their mind, and once they see that pattern, they become convinced that it's real.
Right, it's like conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory, yeah.
You know, Rebbe, it is amazing that Nixon had that same personality.
Yeah, he's an excellent example.
Yeah, but yet he turned out to be a big Oved Yisrael during
the
Muhammad. That's a real, you see, Ashkach, I mean, that's a real, I mean, it's totally, it's like here. I mean, he's suspicious of the Jews. You see it in all the things, even the way he talked about Kissinger. It's like incredible. But yet, when it came to the survival of the Ummah, he stepped up. Huh.
That's what's funny about him, because when it came, because even though he was suspicious of Kissinger because he's a Jew,
he was his biggest advisor.
And he really wasn't. I think Kissinger said he wasn't even too friendly with him.
No, he wasn't. They never socialized, they said.
So it seems over there is a case where his intellect prevailed over his emotions.
So I thought he was just scared. I think the shot was that he was just scared of the Jews and he didn't want to upset them. He thought they controlled the money. I mean, it was. I'm not kidding. I remember that was other quotes I read from him. I don't know if he picked the Jews because of Chachmah. He was scared.
Right, I mean, if the Jews are powerful, you're scared of them and you're paranoid about them. But on the other hand, you want to get in on their good side.
Yeah, it's true. He was really, he had tremendous ambivalence there with the Jews. But the only time that he really endangered himself was where he could not tolerate not knowing what the not satisfying his curiosity about the suspicions.
Right.
That seemed to be his downfall.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, interesting personality.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Take care. Okay. Give up. The first coast.
Rabbi, you're going in and out.
I'm going in and out? Okay. Yeah, I know this phone's a problem. Got to get a better system here. How's it now?
Now it sounds fine.
So I got to keep looking. Let me just make sure. How is it now?
I guess talk a drop more.
How is it now?
Now it seems to be okay.
And the steer between Psachim and between Megillah. Okay. So the Ran says in Psachim, he says like this. V'ashta v'it mehachi v'it mehachi kula boya seva. So the Ran says, even though we hold kol segad rabban l'kula, hacha kivin lav milsa t'richa hi avdina l'ravcha de milsa, kach t'irshu. Most people say it because they do the Rafcha de Milsa because it's not a Tircha. The Linira dal Karchach boilem me'abed aseva b'kulu. The Inezel l'kula amay neko bahani tve mehani. The Inezel b'tarvayu ha'meyakra mitzvah aseva l'gamri. The Inezel l'kula amay neko bahani tve mehani. So somebody wanted to say a different shot. That in other words, like this, that there's a difference between us. See, here it's a suffix in Shitos. In suffix in Shitos. So the Gemara says, whenever you have a machlokus, b'divrayim aloch achar mekel. Correct? So you go after the mekel. Maybe what the Ran is saying is like this, that over here there is no Mekel, because the one says it's the first two, and the other one says it's the second two. So you can't go after the Mekel over here. There is no Mekel. And if you're gonna say that one is Mekel in the first two and the other is Mekel in the last two, then there's no Shita like that. Then you're not going like anybody. So therefore, you have to go by both. In other words, there's a difference between machlokas and shitos and a question of metzias. By a machlokas and shitos, so you have a rule, aloch achar mekel. So over here, there is no mekel. So why should I go like one more than the other? So there's no hiluch and halacha, there's no derech over here. So, and if you're going to say that each one is mekel in half, so then it'll come out, you'll be mekel in both. And there's no shita like that. So there's no hiluch. You won't be going like anybody.
Right.
So therefore you have to go by both, like both, yes?
Isn't Tveria machlokas in shitos? Because it's a question of mechaser meganya.
In Tveria, yeah, but that was just a Maisa Chasidus.
So that's what I'm saying. In that case, you have the same suffix of Shitos. It's not like a suffix of Mitzios, it's a suffix of Shitos.
But isn't that a different kind of machlokas? It's not machlokas in terms of what the halakhic system is. Like for say, like by the dollar cost, it's the question of what is the nature of the chiyuv haseva. But by Tveria, everyone agrees that walled city is good in tesvav and non-walled city is good in yidal. They're both are days of reading, but the only machlok is to which day does it fit into. So now you would say that it's that within the mitzvah there's a suffix in how you do it.
Why is one city better than the other suffix?
But what's the difference? There's two sheets of the Gemara.
There's two. We're not halok acha.
We're not asking either one.
Halok acha make a halok acha makom is if you have a machlokas.
Why? Just because one guy says this, one guy says that? The Gemara has two possibilities. I don't understand that.
Weird.
Still something in what the idea in the whole what the halacha is.
But which principle are you using? The Rabbanan halacha
of Mecha? He's just asking why do you do this way. He's just asking why one subject is different than the other.
One is subject to the Rabbanan Makul and one is halacha of Mecha.
He's just pointing out that it's not that this is not a subject from the
Tzir.
It's
fine. Which principle are you using? Halacha of Mecha?
That's the question. What is the difference?
Well,
it's Rabbi Sfarah. Is that there's a difference?
But you can't say halacha of Mecha because there is no Mecha. It's a question of...
So you should do both.
No, it's subject to the Rabbanan. You don't have both. You don't have two sheetahs. The subject to the Rabbanan has. Question in the Derubana. First of all, Machlokas, then it's a question of who do you postulate. That's Halavaha, Mega Hilo.
So why is this Halavaha Mega Hilo? If there's no Sheetus, why is it Halavaha?
Then it's not, then it's Sabi Derubana. Okay, how's this other Derubana?
She's saying there's different principles.
What are you saying, Yaakov?
By Tveli, it's Halavaha, you don't have two Sheetus. You can say Halavaha Mega, all you can say is Sabi Derubana Makula. That's the principle of Sabik Tilabana. It's a different principle.
It does sound a little weird that you can't say Halacha Chermekel when it's Nibai. I mean, you can only say it when there's actually a real Shita.
Because then you
why isn't this two
Shitas
in the Gemara?
Two Shitas.
Two Shitas in the Gemara. You don't know which idea it is.
Yeah, why is that?
No, but they...
Why can't you involve the principle?
Wait a second, there's no Shita which is defined as a Mekel.
So in there, and just as if there's no sheet to the fine as a mazel by what's it called?
Yeah, what's the cooler that is?
What?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Go. All sides.
Alright, okay.
What's the cooler game?
Germany.
Cherry kids.
Wait, you don't have cooler, that doesn't matter. Sati Tilabana, the cooler. Do I have to go today?
Sati Tilabana. What's the cooler?
I won't go today and I won't go tomorrow. It's too sick.
Why is that the cooler?
What, you not leaving today? Why is that?
Then you could do the same. Then you could do the same thing
cool.
For. Yeah.
That's not
what
a deal.
Tomorrow,
you
do it tomorrow.
It's not a question of stuffing to the one and do I have to
do it tomorrow.
It's a question of
why do I make the one
from
the other?
Stop. Hold up.
I'm still on the same logical plot. Let's be honest.
I like the joke because I agree with you.
No.
Is that the other side?
No.
Because you said it.
Or whether it's a krach, it's not a machlokes.
It's not
a machlokes in svara. Just a question of it's just a question of you have two masoras, but the but it's not a machlokes.
But the basic svara is the same. That is just kvalim, and everyone agrees that a krach leads on one day and you lose another day.
Right. It's a question of being mevarer whether it's a krach or whether it's a kfar. So you have two sources. But it's not two shitos.
So all you have is a safek
d'rabbanan. What's the cooler though? How can
you? It's a safek and metzias.
I thought the whole question was about if it's.
In other words, in Tveria, so it's a safek and metzias.
I thought it was a safek in Svara though.
The other one is a safek in Svara.
I thought Tveria was a safek in Svara because it's in Tveria the one where it's surrounded. It's a question of is it surrounded but it doesn't have the wall. So I thought that's a question.
Right, but there aren't two deos there. There aren't two deos. It's not like one day holds that you're high of this and one day holds you're high of something else.
What's the significance of a deo?
Oh, because in a deo you have to go like one deo. No, a deo is if you have machlekes and svar. In other words, if you have... In other words, whatever you're going to say, it's two masoras, or whether it's a question of whether it's surrounded. What's the definition of surrounded? So the question still boils down to: is it a krach or is it a kfar or is it an ear? Right? I mean, that's the question. It's a question in metzias. It's not two different deis in halacha.
Because you don't have two guys who are saying it.
You don't have, it's not two, in other words, you don't have two deus, you don't have, it's not a machlekes in deos. It's a question of metzias. You can be mevar the metzias, either you have a question of metzias because you have two mesoras, but it's not a shita, it's just the two mesoras are tied to the sasri, so now it's, you don't know what it was. You don't know, the mesorah isn't saying any new halacha, it's just saying that our recollection is that it was a mukaf, or it wasn't a mukaf. It's just it's a reliable source that we rely on, but you have two contradictory sources. So therefore you don't know whether it's a krach or whether it's an ear. But it still boils down to the suffix is whether it's a krach, whether it's an ear. It's not a suffix of which mesorah is acceptable according to halacha. It's not a, it's a question of being mevarer whether it's a krach or whether it's an ear.
It's very though that was the question of Megani
Machsia. Megani Machsia, but it's not two deos. It's a suffix in Svara.
Right, so that's going to be Megani Machsia. It's not, like, if you don't know where the halacha is going, that's a question of Shasavi Gilabana.
That's a question of Shasavi Gilabana.
Right. But doesn't the same logic apply, though, that there's no side that's Lakula? How do you resolve that suffix Lakula?
But it's a suffix.
Yeah, okay, but there's no Lakula side. Just like the case where you have two deos and the Dal Kosos, there's no.
Let's leave that for a second. Let's first understand Pesachim. See if it makes sense in Pesachim first. Then we'll come back to Megillah.
Okay, fine. I don't think it makes sense in Pesachim.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In Pesachim, we're saying that the thing is that there's halacha of halacha harmekel, the divrayim halacha harmekel. So yeah, there is. So you can't go. So you can't go, you can't choose either side. There's no side to choose. So you have to choose both. And if you're going to say that each one is mekel in half, so then you're establishing a shita that doesn't exist. So you're not being holach like anybody.
Right.
So in other words, the rule of halach achar mekel simply doesn't apply in Pesachim. Maybe that's what the Ran is saying in Pesachim. Makes perfect sense. So it means that there is a mitzvah saseva, and you have a machlokas. But rabbanon alocha achar mekel. Over here, there's no mekel. Why should we mekel more than in this one than the other one? There's no kula over here. So therefore you have to go like both. There's no alocha achar mekel. But over here, it's not a question of aloha hamekel, it's a question of metzias. Is it a kfar or is it a krach?
Ready.
And therefore, yes.
And therefore, you still have the same problems, and there's no side to it.
You're suffering a metzias, so once you did one, so there's a suffix that you have the kiyama mitzvah. The first day comes along. If we don't know what it was, is it a krach or is it an ear? So the first day comes along, and you did it. And now there's a suffix. If in fact it's an ear, so then you are yotze. So the second day is a suffix. It's a question of metzias, but it's not a question of halochach or hamekel. It's not a question of. It's not a question of hiluch in halacha. It's not a halachic hiluch. It's just a question of metzias.
Rebbe, how is that different than when you drunk the first two kosos? Then, bisafek, you've been yotze your chiyuv.
But there you need to apply different, that's the thing, there are two different principles. You can't mix principles.
It won't work. Because then you're going to say that you were holech after him, and you were holech after the first one. But there was no reason to go after the first one more than the second one.
No, but there was, because at the time, were you to pass over him, then you'd be holech on the other guy. So you couldn't pass over him. So, but once you did it already, then you were already yotze, and then there was no need to go to the second guy.
Yeah, but you have to paskin the shiloh right away. You can't just, in other words, the shiloh, you have to paskin, you have two deus, and you have to paskin right away. I got to go like the first day? Of course, it's a matter of hiluch. It's a matter of hiluch, so you have to paskin one day. You can't say, I'll go like the first day, because that comes first. It's not hiluch. There's no hiluch in that. In other words, you have the machlokas, and you have to paskin the shaila. Am I going to be holech according to this way, or am I going to be follow that way? You can't just say I'm going to follow the way that comes first. That's not a derech. You have to choose. Either the halacha is kamar, or halacha is kamar. So your shulchan aruch has to be set up. Because you have a machlokas and svar. So you have 2 days. So you have to either be holech like one, or you have to be holech like the other. That's not a hiluch to say just because it came first, that's why I'm going like him. In other words, over here you require hiluch, because there are 2 deos.
But no, but then in Hutzal, when I go first...
In other words, that's not a way to be machria and say the ones that come first. In Hutzal, you're not being machria. In Hutzal, there's no 2 deos. There's no halacha that you have to follow a day.
You're saying the problem is that it's psak, and if you were to stop at the first two, then you'd be saying that you're poskening like that, which would be against the concept of going lahako?
That's correct. In other words, when it comes to machlokas and halacha, you have to have a haloch. You have to have a hiloch. You can't... you have to have a shulchan aruch. So now you have machlokas. So you have to either go like one shita or like the other shita. And you have to have a method of going like one shita or the other shita. So if, say, you have a principle, you say, so that's a method. So now lakula, so my hiluch is according to the Divrei HaMekel. So therefore I embrace the Divrei HaMekel. But over here you can't do that. There's no way to say that I should embrace one more than the other, because one isn't more mekel than the other. I can't say who I embrace. I just did these two, so that's why I embrace that shita. That's not a derech of hiluch. In other words, in dalet kosos, it's 2 different deos. Different deos, you have to have a derech of being machria, which deo is the correct deo to follow. There's no derech there.
Rebbe?
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas over here, it's not a question of derech, it's a question of metzias. Everybody agrees in the basic halachas. It's just a question, what is this thing? Mm-hmm. So once I did one, so now metzias is a suffix whether I was yotzei or not. So I could say now the next day is a suffix drabanan. But over there, if I did that, it would mean that you embrace the daya that came first.
I see.
There's no derech like that.
Rebbe?
Yes.
When we learn psachim, because of the lashon of the Rambam, the Ran, who says, because if you follow either one, you'll be mevatel takana legamri, we didn't want to say that there's no kula. What we wanted to say is that suffek derabbanan is a machria. And it can't be a machria in a situation where you're going to land up being mevatel of the entire takana. So therefore, suffek derabbanan doesn't apply. That's the way when we did psachim. Because if it's lashon, where he said, because then you'd be mevatel the kriya altogether. We didn't want to say that because you couldn't find which sheet is more mekel. It's just that if the subdarbanan doesn't apply here, because that has to be a situation of achra, and here there's no achra.
Course, we'll say it again.
That we said Suffolk the Rabbanan Lakula is a principle of psah or hilach, whatever you want. That has to be a achra, has to be machriya the Suffolk. Here it can't function as machriya, because if you follow it, then you're going to be okay the takana. So suffek derabbanan lakula really is inappropriate here. So therefore you have to go. You don't know which sheet to do, so you do both.
I'm not getting it. I'm just telling you what we said last time. So why don't you just take one? So if that's the case, then why don't you just take one?
Because you
take either one you want.
No, because there's no suffek derabbanan lakula can't apply. It's inappropriate. So if it can't apply, because then you'll be oker the halacha.
I'll say what I'll do. I'll do either one. Either I'll take the first two or the second two, and I won't be oker the halacha.
No, but why? But there has to be a logical reason why you choose one over the other, like you were saying before.
Why does that have to be a logical reason? First? Why don't I just say just choose any one you want?
The same way you can't say it this way. You can't choose any way you want.
Which way is this way?
In other words, any talk. Why are you choosing one? Because it's first?
Oh, you mean because you have to follow a specific shita.
Okay, whatever.
Well, so you have to come down to that idea, because you can't just choose
so
one.
So why does the Ron say the Lashon? Because you'll be Mavatel to Takana. Why does
well,
he just
say... Well, about the Lashon, but let's take the first part. That why can't I choose, because there's no reason to choose one over the other. So I'll choose anyone I want.
Because that's not rational.
It's irrational. I choose the one. I choose anyone I want. What's wrong? As long as I won't be okay to Takana, I'll choose it. So it has to be. So it has to be a rational shita. If it's not a rational shita, so there's no. That's not a halachic achra. Halachic achra has to make sense.
Okay.
So I have to follow one or the other, and I can't follow. There's no reason why I should follow one over the other.
And that's what he means by levat al-gamre, because if you take it literally, suffik drabon will come that you shouldn't do it all together, because there's no basis to follow one over the other.
In other words, well, we're interpreting the Ranam Sachem. What we're saying is like this, that in the Hiluch, it has to make sense. So you can't say I'll choose either one, any one I want, because there's no reason. There's a din over here. Either the idea is correct that aschalta degula is adif, or else the gemara is adif. I think basically that's the svara there. So you have to be in line with a shita.
Right.
Either kamar or kamar. So if you just chose anything arbitrarily, that's not a derech and halacha. But if one was mekel and one was machmir, then that is a derech and halacha. So you can't choose either one. So you have to, so you have to what do you call it? So you have to. So you have to do both. Maybe you'll say that each one's mekel and half. So I'll follow the kula of each half. No, then I don't have anybody.
Right.
Then I'm being okay to takan lagamri. Yeah.
Can you explain again, like why you're saying Tveria is machlokes in Metzias, not in like
Because the Kabbalah is not a machlokes in Halacha. It's a question of the Mesorah is simply a question of the Metzias. They one has a Mesorah that it's
not Hutzorah, Tveria.
Tveria, he wants to not Hutzorah.
Oh, in Tveria, Tveria is just a suffix. That's easy. Hutzorah. Hutzal's a Mesorah, so you say it's like a machlok.
Yeah, so the easy one first then. So why, because like Tveria, we know the facts. We know that one of the sides was covered by the sea, or surrounded by the sea. Like those are the facts. Nobody's arguing the facts. The question is, halachically, how do you define a walled city? So you have to have a hilach. How do you define, well, how's halacha be walled city? We have to paskin. We have to resolve that suffix in halacha. You have to go one way or the other.
We don't have to. It's a suffix that's unresolved, but there are no two mandamrim. There's no two shitas here. It's just a suffix.
Two different principles. One is suffix yigabanu lekula, which applies in Megillah. The other is the principle of when you have a machlokes that the yigabanu follows up to make. Two principles are
right.
Really good.
Different. It's a different. Correct. It's two different things.
It's two different systems. You can't compare the two. London, right?
Same,
same. Somebody there, Balikul and
Hoch
and Achar make are completely different things.
What should a guy do with that city? It's not a heluch as to whether or not they're a crowd. Well, you should define the difference between the two. It depends upon certain facts. Nobody questions the heluch if you knew the facts. It's not a heluch to say that it's a crowd. We know the facts. There's no question about the facts. No, the facts are vague. The facts are clear.
Everybody knows the facts.
This is a question how you treat it.
Which is how does halakhli define a walled city?
It's not a question. It's a topic.
It happened to be that everybody saw these two sides, therefore, and if there had to be two people arguing about it, that'd be fine.
If you have two different positions and they, in their view, don't have a way of passing, that's a question of sakhalak. How do you pass them to Amakos?
There's two different spars you have to pass them to.
Now it's a topic, though.
It's a topic theory.
It's a topic theory.
Yes.
apparently, it means that you have someone to learn from and stuff like that. So that's why it's different. The hilach is different than the just the suffix, you know, when you don't have two people, because it's not like there's no person to point to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go by that guy.
That's correct. That's correct. There's no two shittas there.
Right. So, why does it matter if you have a person behind the svara or not? Because everybody sees, just because you don't have a gabra behind it, there's two svaras in halacha. Just sometimes you have a gabra behind you, svaras, sometimes you have everybody.
That's a gabra. It means that that's a derech and that's a halachic derech. There are two halachic drachen there.
Right. Same thing.
It's very as one halachic derech. You just don't know which
it's not the derech.
Because when you go into the halacha, you're following a person. You're following somebody's.
That's not following a person. You're following a svara.
No, you're not. You're following the person. It is an act of possibility.
But now everybody sees its two possibilities as svaras. Why is that worse?
It's just something. If you have a suffix in yourself, it's not like you have two. I'll tell you why. When a guy believes in a mandorma, he's saying this is right. Right? When you have it, so he's saying I don't see the other side basically. The other side.
That's correct.
Yes, he is. He's going the other way. The difference is when you have a suffix, so it's like you just don't know. Now we're in the same situation because we just don't know, but there is an idea of following one guy, of following a guy.
That's correct. That's correct. Following the there's a concept of haloch. Follow this shita. You follow this way.
There's no way.
And by a suffix, there's no way to follow. I don't know what to do.
Just do it.
I don't know what it is.
So, Rebbe, you're saying the case of Psachim, if the word...
In other words, when you say Aloch, you're resolving it. You're saying, this is the way I resolve it. I go by this derech. I go by this shita. So there's a method of resolving two different Torahs. One has one Torah, the other has another Torah. Which Torah do I follow? Both have a din Torah. So which Torah do I follow? I have rules. There's a logical system.
Rebbe, I mean, that's what the Gemara says. Came in the Imam Hakim, the Imam Hakim. Like, since you have both possibilities.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
That's correct. That's right. The Gemara comes out perfect. Even the Imam Hakim. So it means that you have both Torahs. And now, what do I do? So you have no choice. You have to go according to both.
Right. In the idea of a machlokes, in terms of halacha, both things register as halacha.
Both register as Torah.
In a suffix, you just neither of them are halacha.
Neither of them.
You don't know which one. So when you have two halachos that are contradictory, you can't follow both. So you have to figure out a way to follow one.
That's correct.
But if it's just a suffix, so then it's that you have to have a different system.
Correct.
Rebbe?
Yes.
In Pesachim, if they just had a Masorah that they knew you only two kosos required a seba, but now they don't know which two kosos, then you'd say
the same thing.
You would say.
That's right. I was trying to think of an example. That's a good example. That's right. If in Pesachim we have a Masorah, they have to do two kosos, but we don't know which. Once you did the first set, so we'd say maybe you did the right one, so now you putter.
Yes.
So you're saying when you have a suffix, they're both not like legitimate. Only when it's machlokes to mandamir, then they're both legitimate positions.
That's correct, exactly.
But with a suffix, they're not both legitimate positions.
You don't know which is.
They're not both good svaras? Like, they're not
svaras.
Svaras, but there's no shittas. You don't know. That's what when a Amora says he's mesupik, it means he doesn't know. It's not a shita.
I mean, maybe a kiyum.
Can't have a shita unless you're definite. Like somebody mentioned before, each one is definite. This is the way it is. So you can't have Torah misafik. I don't know if this is Torah or not. That's not Torah. But we have two mandamrim. Each one is vadai. So each one is Torah. Now the question is, which Torah do I follow? Which Torah is real for me? So we have principles. There has to be a logical method of following it, of determining which Torah you follow.
Something by Tzvara wasn't like a suffix of like, we saw two separate Tzvaras. Just simply, it was like the I don't know type of suffix.
Well, that's what the Gemara says.
But how did it feel like the suffix of like, it's like you saw two clear
distinctions? It's not two different Toros. It's a suffix. I don't know what the Torah is. That's what a suffix is. But we have mandomrim, the ways of resolving it. Like you have a Sanhedrin. Each one says vandai what he holds. And then you go bust a roof. But the Vade Deos. And the Vade Deos is Torah.
If it's not a, like we
not a Vade Deos, not Torah. If a guy says, I don't know. This guy says, what's the lach? I don't know. Oh, there's two Deos here. You have two Deos. There's no Deo. Deo has to be Vade. But now we have two Deos that are Vade. So I have to determine which Torah I follow. So there has to be a method of determining. So he's saying the method is ordinarily suffered upon the kula. But over here, there's no kula.
But like last week we were saying, or this week, that like there's me as Hasidus in two both positions.
That's something else. That's because it's a legitimate suffix. If it's not a legitimate suffix, you just don't know, so then there's no me as Hasidus altogether.
That is a svara.
In terms of limud,
that something applies.
Right. That's a
kiyum.
That's right. That's a svara. There's three stages where you simply don't know, where there are two svaras and then it's a kiyum of minus chasidus. And where there are two deists, and you have to determine which day you follow.
And that's the only time Suffolk or Rabbanon applies. And Suffolk or Rabbanon only applies in the last case.
In the which case?
In the case where the two sheet is.
Suffolk or Rabbanon?
Yeah, or Halacha
Harmonic. What do you mean? Yeah. No, Suffolk or Rabbanon will apply everywhere. That's a general term, but how you resolve it is going to make a difference.
Halacha Harmonic only applies in the last month.
Right. Halacha Harmekel only applies in lashon. So that's exactly right.
But Suffolk or Rabbanon applies in any Suffolk.
Yeah.
But except for not, like, I don't know. Then we say
it's not. What do we say? I don't know. We said it's not even
a real Suffolk.
Not even a
Suffolk.
But isn't this an I don't know anyways? Isn't the case of a Terry and Owen, I don't know without any Svara?
That's a sum. If you don't have any knowledge attached to the I don't know, then it's just not a topic.
Okay, is it good? Rebbe.
That's not my shot, it's my son's shot.
Rebbe.
I think it's a good shot.
Rebbe?
Yes.
If there was a Sanhedrin, and the case of Tiberia came up in front of them, would they paskin?
Apparently not.
Would they paskin?
And they didn't.
How do I know?
I'm sorry?
How do I know? Maybe they say it's a suffix, they can't paskin.
Apparently the Sanhedrin hadn't paskin until then.
What's that?
Apparently the Sanhedrin hadn't paskin the Shiloh.
Had to paskin the Shiloh?
He had not done so.
Has not done so. That's correct. Does they have to paskin every Shiloh? I don't know. I mean, what if they can't paskin? I don't know. It remains a suffix. I think the svara is a good one. Over there, you have to pick a shita. Over here, it's not a matter of picking a shita. You simply don't know. So it comes out that after you did the first day, so now maybe you're yosef. Yes.
Anytime in a Sifrei Pesach, when you see it's machlokas, and they say you go lakula because it's suffix or abon lakula, what they really mean is halacha harameko.
That's what the Gemara says, halacha harameko. That's the lashon of the Gemara.
Here, but I'm just saying, when you see it in the Shulchan Aruch where something is a suffix or you know, it's the abon machlokas, and they say suffix or abon lakula, posek, what it means is halacha harameko.
That's right, it means halacha harameko. That's right. It's halacha harmeko. We have two vadei deos, and then you can't say since you did the first one that you're going to go by that one because it came first. That's no method.
Right.
You have to go by both.
Correct.
And you can't go by the kulas of each because then there's no shita like that altogether. That's miakra legamri. That's how we're interpreting miakra legamri. And then you have a case where you have a suffix and svara. So in suffix and svara, so there it's a suffix and svara. So then the kium to satisfy the svara. Then you have a suffix where the guy doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know anything. Then it's not even a suffix. That's a chsan yidia. And how did the other svar go? How did the other svar, give me the other svar again. How did it go?
Since there's no, it's not a mitzvah of the gavra, because the mitzvah, the haseba is in the chafsa shel kosos, so then you don't have a suffik kiyam. All you have is a suffik chiyam. Now you can't say suffik drabon lakula on a suffik chiyam, because then you'd be mevatel the whole entire mitzvah.
Why don't I say after I did the first two that I have a suffix kiyum?
Because it's not a halacha in the gavra. The halacha in the haseba is a halacha in the chafsa shell kosos. The chafsos of kosos have haseba or not?
Right. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's no idea what Kim is.
Kim and the Gavra.
There's no idea of that.
Right, the only question is Kim.
So then you can't say it afterwards because then it's the same question each time. And you knock out the whole entire system.
Wait, the only Kim Gavra is the Kosos themselves, not in the Haseba.
Rebbe?
Yes.
If we're setting up these sfeikos as different things, meaning like when it's machlokas derabanan, that's one kind of suffix, and when it's suffix of metzias or something, that's something else, then how does it work when we say sfeikos lahakos when we use machlokas derabanan on top of machlokas and metzias? How can we like mix the two if they're different ideas?
Of course, the bottom line is
what you're bringing up.
The bottom line is, it's still becoming in certain areas they're both the same. It's only going to make different. It's only going to be different when you come to certain things. We have to follow a certain shita. But at Lamaisa, for instance, suffix abon lakul. Suffix abon lakul doesn't matter whether it's a suffix of hiluch or whether it's a suffix of metzias, because those are the same principle. Suffix abon lakul. So sfeik is not a problem.
So it's only when like a concept of hiluch comes up that...
That's correct. When you can't employ any hiluch.
Uh-huh.
That's where it's going to make a difference. Okay, so now, yeah, I just wanted to mention something yesterday about why I chose that example of the 10 cans on a shelf. That I chose it because it's a simple, I don't want to go into Teish Chaniyas, it's a little complicated. But that case definitely works. For instance, let's say according to Rashi, min demino lo butl. So the cans are not going to become butl. Or for instance, midrabanan, we say davar shebeminyan is not butl. Or for instance, let's say it was nikar isra at the time that the thing fell, and then later it became nisarev. So you wouldn't say bitl on the you'd go haloch acharov. I mean, the case you could work out. The only reason I chose that example was because it's a simple. For an illustration, is very simple without going into any complications. But it is possible to. It's definitely not vaday bitl barov in that case. Okay. Anyways, it's just an aside. All right. So where are we up to now?
Anshei Hutzal.
Okay, let's do that.
Just one second.